flip John Cena, kill their heroes, build some new ones. It's time to crush these children's dreams, damn it.
Welcome, everyone, to the WrestleCast. This is episode 39, Katie?
Yes.
All right. Yep. I got it right. Episode 39. Each and every week, we bring together the top minds that we can literally find right before, and we just found two of them, right before round and have a roundtable discussion about what is happening in the wrestling industry this week. If you'd like to join in the conversation, there are three different ways. Follow us at DSJNP on Twitter. Like us, Facebook.com. That is Facebook.com/DSJNP. Or if you want to hear Wayne screw up your email each and every week with his great reading skills, you can email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. We don't ask for much. We don't ask for money. I don't ask for anything else. I provide all the finances for this wonderful show, including the brand new headset that I got on today. But please rate us and share us wherever you listen. We do have a couple new ratings, and we definitely appreciate it. Now let's get to the panel. This week, we have two special guests. They are actually from another podcast that I've taken a listen to in the last couple of weeks. I found them on Twitter. It's from the Ring Geeks podcast, Taylor and Caitlin. Did I get that right, ladies?
Yep, that's us, yep. Taylor, Caitlin.
You want to tell Ring Geeks podcast? You want to promote something or tell us a little bit about your podcast?
It's basically the one person missing from our podcast. We're three girls. We're missing Maya. It's just us having basically like this podcast, just open conversation about wrestling. It takes over our whole lives, so we figure why not talk about it and see if people enjoy the conversation and get people on and things like that.
Okay. Well, I know I'm going to get tweets already, so you guys mind giving out your ages?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Okay.
Taylor. And Caitlin is also 23.
23, yeah.
Yeah, I forget I'm 23 sometimes.
And Maya?
Maya is also 23.
Oh, my God. Let me guess. All you guys went same high school?
Me and Caitlin were at the same high school. I met Maya when I was 7, and she started me with wrestling. So that's how we've been watching wrestling forever. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you guys might. I think Katie might want to join you guys and leave us.
Oh, that'd be great. Come on over.
Because an all-male podcast with her is, I know sometimes gets grating on Katie's nerves. Doesn't think Katie's here this week. Hello, Katie.
Hi. You guys don't get on my nerves. I'm happy that I was the only girl on here, but I'm excited that we got more women on this show this week.
Yay.
And Wayne is here. Hello, Wayne.
I'm always here lurking. How are you?
Good, good. Speak up, Wayne. You're a little miserable tonight. Wayne's a little tired. He's been up a while. What
I've
time
been
is it there,
across
Wayne?
Across the country as well. Thank you.
What time is it there?
Quarter past 2 in the morning.
Quarter past 2 in the morning. And Wayne went to Raw this week live
in Scouseland, Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Where'd and he started a CM Punk chat.
And there's DRG. What up, D?
Hey, to be fair, mm-hmm. Wayne is the only midget that I like in professional wrestling world.
That's true. That's true.
You don't even like my brother, Hornswoggle.
Fuck, I hated that segment. God, I hate it. I never thought anybody could make me not like Mizdow. Never thought. I was proven wrong.
Yeah, I marked out. You were wrong. Now I do like Hornswoggle.
Of course you marked out.
They put him in every little freaking thing they could find.
He's the same size as you, Wayne. Of course you marked out.
That's the only reason why Wayne likes him is because it makes him think that he has a chance.
He doesn't.
So you're telling me Hornswoggle can be there. So you're telling me I have a shot.
That's a really bad accent, DRG.
I know, I'm bending over doing laundry.
Oh, okay. As always, Heavyset will join us later. He's doing his old school at the movies. There's a plug for you, Heavy. Enjoy that.
Where can you find that?
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
There you go.
Katie's going to start us out, and then Taylor and Caitlin can see what we're talking about when we do Keep, Toss, or Improve, because we start out each and every week. You're going to give us something you like, Keep, Toss, or Improve. This week we're going to do one because we have so many beautiful people on the panel today. Well, multiple beautiful people, and then Wayne. Katie, give us your Keep, Toss, or Improve this week, please, ma'am.
Okay, my key this week is Raw overall. I thought it was a good show. I loved the way they teased Ryback all night, possibly not choosing which team to be on.
It was good,
which
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think by the last Raw before Survivor Series, he'll probably go on Team Cena. But I thought Raw in England was pretty good. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, I did too. I liked it. Wayne, you were there. What'd you think about it, man?
I really had low expectations because I did because I saw the split that they were going to do because there was a house show in Bournemouth that night. So I knew a lot of the roster was going to be there. So I sort of thought, thank God I'm going to have the live tinted glasses on, you know.
That's where...
I was going to love the show, whatever it was. But no, it turned out to be quite a good show in the end for me.
That's,
I liked it.
That's where Dean was, right?
Yeah, Ambray, Jericho was there, Goldust was there, which I was gutted about.
Oh, yeah.
Goldust, Mark,
yeah, you had your Goldust shirt on.
Yeah, so I was gutted. I felt like a moron.
But you got to meet, who'd you get to meet?
Jerry the King Lawler, my arch nemesis.
Yeah, in case you guys haven't listened to the past shows, Jerry the King Lawler, Wayne loves Jay. No, Wayne really hates Jerry the King Lawler. He hates the fact that he's after Wayne's girl, Paige. He thinks he's a creep, but
no,
then again,
not.
Wayne
is
does the same thing.
Him.
Yeah, that's true. Paige is too old for Jerry the King Lawler.
That was just really annoying, right? Because we knew where they were staying because we'd walked over from the Albert Docks, walking into the city centre, and there was shitloads of wrestling fans there, all standing outside the Hilton Hotel. So I was like, huh, I wonder what they're all waiting out there for.
Yeah.
I wanted to go there. Claire was like, I'm hungry. We're getting food. I was like... I really want to stand and look at the wrestlers. So she dragged me off. I come back and there's people flashing through the windows, not the genitalia, they're like camera flashes. And I thought, oh, someone's there, someone's there. I went up there. Yeah, Jerry the King Lawler.
Gutted.
And then his taxi come, he got out. I thought, oh, I got enough from the sign. So I took a picture of him and then held out my hand. He shook it and... that was it. I don't know if he was expecting me to say anything. He sort of looked at me and sort of didn't smile, and I sort of got awkward and ran off.
Now, you didn't have puppies.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Wayne? Wayne does have puppies.
I'm just laughing. I'm laughing at the idea of Wayne standing like a little kid at the zoo. But I want to see the giraffes, mommy.
I
don't
know,
take
me
that
too.
Away.
I was too. I was like, please let me see the famous people, mommy.
You want to see a picture of me on Twitter and Facebook and that of me in the lift with my intercontinental title belt and my wife looking very uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, your wife tried to put on the best, strongest face in the world, and then with that red hair you have on right now, oh, you look horrible.
He's like overgrown child.
He does. He does.
I'm not even that overgrown, to be honest.
Heavy, welcome to the show, man.
Pardon?
Heavy.
Claire with the very so, what the fuck face.
I know. This is totally what the fuck face. You want to do your keep, toss, and prove real quick, Heavy?
Oh, give me a minute. I thought of some, but
time.
I cannot think of them right
Take
now.
Take time. I'll come back. DRG, you're up.
I want to improve Grumpy Cat by changing it from Grumpy Cat to the I love you so much I will kill you meme. If they're going to go with a meme, they need to go with one that is still relative, and that girl and her little psychotic look would be so great. I don't like Grumpy Cat.
I don't like Grumpy Cat either.
Oh, I marked out when that came on the screen.
you're talking about the overly attached girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, the psycho chick.
I forget her name. She's actually, like, she has her own YouTube and Twitter. She's pretty hilarious and kind
of
hot.
But if they would have chose her instead of the Grumpy Cat, they could have, like, been like, the whole IWC is that chick. Oh, I love you so much, but I'm going to kill you because you gave me something stupid. I really wanted this to happen, but it didn't work. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill. That kind of stuff would have worked better than Grumpy Cat.
No, you're,
no, the whole IWC is Grumpy Cat. What are you talking about?
You're really good at that, DRG.
Yeah.
Taylor, you want to give us your first keep, toss, or improve?
I didn't watch Raw last night because I was out, and I watch every week, and I'm behind. But
be,
I think
it can be
my
from
keep
anything it could be from NXT, anything you want.
Okay. I would say my keep it would be the Dean Ambrose Wyatt storyline.
You like it?
I think it's going somewhere. I think the promos are gonna be great. Last night they did like a little bit of a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of a thing.
Yeah,
I
it
wanted
was,
to actually
Wyatt
maybe I would make
promo.
That my improve.
And how would you improve it?
Have them actually fight each other.
Yeah, there's a lot of like no face to face. There's a lot of separation between
have
the two
be in
of
the
them.
Same room maybe would help.
No teasing. Let's just get to it. I don't want to like invest in it. And it takes too long to get there, and I just don't want it anymore.
But
like WWE always says,
you got to build it up, man. You can't just go right to sex. You got to have some foreplay, man.
I guess you're right, but I just want to get there because I think once it's there, it's gonna be great.
All these chicks just want to have an orgasm and then roll over and go to sleep. What the fuck?
That's my kind of girl.
To be fair, like Bray Wyatt scared the crap out of him on SmackDown when he said
run.
Did.
He did.
It's getting there.
Run. Caitlin, keep, toss, or improve, ma'am.
I got a few things I want to toss. One of them being the Mark Henry Big Show feud.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something totally different. My bad. I apologize. I apologize.
You got your hopes up way too high when I was she like, said oh, you wanted to toss something.
Toss, okay. We could, like, I had a couple things. No, she was like, hey, I got a couple things I'm going to toss. Yeah.
I'm going to toss.
Yeah, I'm going to toss.
That's her accent. That's that.
Yo, I'm going to toss. I'm going to toss this motherfucker out the window right here. He keeps talking
that
shit.
Brooklyn accent.
I'm telling you right now.
S-A-W-F-T. Soft.
We rename her from Caitlin to Carmella.
T-O-S-S, toss. all right, sorry.
W-S-S.
Oh.
Speak it right, you chamois.
Sorry. While we interrupt you, Caitlin, what would you like to toss?
Get used to that.
what did I say, Big Show?
Big Show and Mark Henry. You just want to complete, get rid of the whole thing?
I just don't know. I guess they kind of, they're on separate teams now, right?
Yep, they're
that
on.
That was happening with them?
Yeah, one's on Cena, one's on the Authority. I keep calling them the Alliance.
The
other
one. The Authority. Just, like, Big Show should be tossed altogether.
Why? What's wrong with Big Show?
I'm jumping in on that.
What's wrong with Big Show?
I don't know. I just feel like he's hit a wall. Like, I've had enough. I don't think anything engaging is happening with him anymore. I kind of feel bad for him. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that was happening with Kane. But Kane has come through. And, like, I'm enjoying, I guess, Kane now. He's in great physical shape. He still puts on a good match. Big Show's just kind of, I don't know. Maybe I've never been a fan of Big Show.
All right. Well, you got to make a little, make a little gypsy's heart and just say, fuck off, Kane.
Yeah.
Say it.
Fuck off, Kane.
Big Show.
Fuck off, Kane. Heavy set. Keep, tell us, or improve.
Keep. Luke fucking Harper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yes. Yeah. That was my improve. Now, I wanted it to improve by now, doing something with next week.
Keeping Luke Harper the way he is, I wanted him to get a haircut and change and shit. Am I asking for too much?
No. That's,
all right.
That's his look. That was how Brody Lee looked for. So to me, him keeping that for a little while longer, that's perfectly fine. Now you get to see more of what I got to fall in love with on the indies. So Luke Harper, you knew something was coming, something with him and Dolph, but the fact that they cashed in at the end of this week, I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
Him and Dolph are going to do some clinics. But here's the thing, like, you think they're going to change him? You think they're going to, like, give him different clothes now that he's with Team Authority?
No. Oh, no. I still think if you really look, I don't think the Wyatt family is broken up.
Yeah.
I still think there's going to be some linking factor, all of them. The main fact is, you know, this is a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like they were living at home with Bray, and then Bray said, you know what? I release you. Go out into the world. But they're still a part of the family. I still think they're going to look alike.
Yeah, we have an email about that later. We'll get to that later. But that's a good keep. Good keep. My toss this week.
What about me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, fuck you, Wayne.
Dude, you're so short. We just kind of overlooked you.
I'm sorry.
No, I've just got my stepladder out, and now I'm jumping up in the air.
Go ahead, Wayne. What do you want to keep tossing from?
Time to get a bigger ladder.
You were literally at Raw this week.
Hop on that pony and ride it, Wayne. Let's go.
I'm going to go with something a bit different. Improved Tyson Kidd. Fantastic. He's finally picking up like two or three runs on the trot, and he's on Raw and stuff now. But I just have put a bit more of that NXT character on Raw of him being a knob.
More on the mic.
To Natty.
He needs more mic time.
Knob.
Yeah, he calls him a knob. Natty was on the B team this week, wouldn't she?
Yeah. So I can understand why this week, but I just mean I'd really step it up, just him just being a knob.
Yeah, he needs more mic time.
Yeah, definitely, because there's only so much you can do with entrance and a small 2-minute match.
Yeah, and the fact that he keeps winning by bullshit ways, which is not bad for his character. He needs to do more of that, DRG. He needs to do more fact shit. I like that stuff. I like when he does fact
I like
stuff.
That, and anything that advances the Natty and Tyson divorce tour 2014, I am all down for.
Wow, okay.
I agree.
Heavy definitely agrees.
There's also one thing
I let Natty be on my B tour, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Go ahead, Wayne.
One more thing. I only found out that Luke Harper was on Raw. Obviously, there was the eye promo.
Mm-hmm.
But I only found out about 6 hours ago that he was actually on the televised version. They did not put that into the arena of Dolph being slung into the office.
Really?
And him walking in.
Just another example of why the WWE hates the UK.
Well, the...
Because all we had was Ryback finishing it, walking out the back, and then it went into the dark show with Seth Rollins being a human pinball, being KO punched and bro kicked across the ring about seven times.
That's cool.
We didn't get that promo, and I even said, for some reason, there's no Dolph Ziggler running out.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, too. That's what I was saying during the match. I was like, where the fuck is Dolph, man? Dolph should be coming out here next.
Do you think it's because they recorded it later after the show had stopped and they went to the next segment? That's why they didn't show the house arena, because they had like how many hours in between the time that they actually filmed it to when they aired it?
No. I think they filmed it at the same time. I just think they decided just not to play it on the Titan screen.
They filmed it at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No. They filmed it at the time they did the Raw.
Well, that just doesn't make sense why they wouldn't show the live crowd then. I think that they filmed it afterwards, and that's why it didn't get shown to the live crowd.
Okay. Yeah, it's possible. My keep this week, I think I'm going to go with a keep this week. Yeah. My keep this week was actually, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, was actually Paige.
You know.
One, I did enjoy. I knew my little buddy was up in the rafters cheering on Paige. But the other thing was, I think she actually put on a good match. She got beat up quite a bit. She got a couple different. She made Alicia Fox look pretty good. Not a bad match at all. But I'm just happy she's wrestling someone other than AJ. Oh my God. So something, we're seeing more of a character development out of Paige instead of just the same old shit over and over again from Paige and AJ. So I'm happy about that. Anything with character development, I am all down for.
That was only a one night only, weren't it? Because she's going to go back to being heel. But that was just good that they didn't even try making a heel. They just full out baby faced her for the night.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else? Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Your little buddy up in the rafters?
Yeah.
Sting?
No.
I mean, they're both the same color.
He's not my buddy.
Did you see in the crowd, like, the people holding the sign saying Paige's friends section?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I really, really enjoyed the crowd telling Stephanie and Triple H what's up with the network. I really did enjoy
that. They cut half of that out, though.
Did they?
Yeah, they didn't do the front half of it, right?
Yeah, John Cena come out and he started speaking and he was going on for a while and then we started again. Not we, as if I single-handedly led it. But the crowd went, where's our network? And he turns around and goes, see, that's another point. Even the authority, they don't even like you and they try withholding your network and using that, and apparently that never made it onto the...
No, that didn't make it, no.
Wayne, if you were the leader of the chant, you would definitely be the Napoleon of that group.
All right, let's move on to what's on.
What's on?
Yeah.
What's on?
What's on, guys? What are you watching? What are you listening to? DRG always
marking. That's my shit right there, dude.
What are you listening to? What are you watching? What is on? Taylor, Caitlin, what are you guys watching? What's on, man? Or madame?
Can I skip to what I'm listening to? Nothing really great that I'm watching.
Go ahead.
The new Foo Fighters album came out yesterday.
There you go.
I've been enjoying that.
Yeah, I've been watching the documentary on HBO. I think it was pretty. Nashville was kind of cool. I didn't dig the song. I dig the first one first more. But
yeah, the album is actually not what I expected, considering their other their sound is pretty, you know, familiar. And then this new album is kind of like they were trying, like the show is showing you they're trying new sounds. So it's kind of weird to get used to, but it's still good.
It's one of those you have to listen to all the way through because it kind of tells a story about the United States.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
I dig that.
Good stuff, though.
That's cool, man. It's really cool. Caitlin?
I've been watching Comedy Bang Bang on IFC, just catching up on that.
I don't watch that. Is that any good? You like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching Arrow. I recommend it. Watching a lot of Arrow lately. I've been addicted to Arrow.
Oh, no, I'm not caught up on that.
Arrow's good. It's on Netflix for free. It's good.
Nice. There's a lot of things I got to catch up on.
All right. Anything else you guys listen to? Watching?
Watching The Walking Dead still sticking that out.
So it's for 17 million other people.
Right? I know. Yep. That's why it's not worth talking about, but doing that.
Yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Somebody died.
Heavy doesn't give a shit.
I don't care.
Nope.
Just so stupid.
Heavy's
copying
me. Everyone's
dead.
All right, Katie, man. What's on, KT?
Well, I caught up with some Monday Night Wars and WWE Rivalries.
You got that DVD. How's that?
Oh, the Attitude Era Volume 2 DVD was good. I mean, that whole era was just awesome back then with Austin McMahon and DX. Mm-hmm. I mean, I highly recommend it if you're a fan of that era. I watched Lucha Underground last week.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. DRG's ears just perked up. Yeah, like a little puppy.
And I thought it was good. I liked the whole feel of it, like the whole underground. It was kind of like a movie,
crunchy
but
feel.
I liked the action as well. Mm. A mixed tag with Chavo and Sexy Star versus Ivelisse and Son of Havoc. I liked.
You like those? You like those man on woman wrestling?
It doesn't bother me that much. I mean, I get why it would bother some people, but those girls obviously know how to take a beating. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been in the wrestling business a while. So.
Did the Chavo heel turn?
You could beat the fuck out of those chicks. They won't bother at all.
The heel turn, I mean, I've seen a million heel turns by him. It was good, but like, I'm never a big fan of Chavo's way. The chair shot? That was brutal.
They hit him, but
she took it like a champ.
She hit him. It was a girl that took a chair shot?
Yeah, Sexy Star took a chair shot.
Fuck.
That was in the match earlier.
That's why everybody was talking about it again this week. Like,
yeah.
Last week it wasn't that. I told you, I don't get it. I don't get the channel.
Dude, I post. No, I don't, because I follow the law and I do things law abidingly.
Yes.
But I send you emails and things that refer to stuff to where you might be able or might not be able to watch this thing.
I may have gotten that email or I may not have gotten that email.
Exactly. Screw you, NSA.
I do want to watch it, but I do want to support them. So, like, I don't want to watch it on YouTube because that doesn't really support them, and I don't want to watch it. Maybe. Yeah, maybe I'll buy a t-shirt. Maybe I'll buy a heavy t-shirt.
And tweeted some stuff that I wrote about it, so yeah. I'm getting plugged for them.
The only thing I saw this week that you tweeted was a bunch of fucking more CM Punk shit.
Get over it already.
For real.
I am over it.
You
doesn't mean I have to stop being a... Oh, boy.
What's your problem with CM Punk?
You and I had like a 2-hour discussion on one of these WrestleCasts about me.
Don't get him started again.
I know, right?
Come on. It's been a while. It's been a while, but maybe you'll enjoy my call of the weekend review this week. Cause
maybe I
kind of got stuff. I still have stuff to say about it.
I enjoyed your last week call. So it was good. Anyway, so that it, Katie. Hey, Katie, would you pay another $5 to get all the DVDs? I didn't. You know what? Hang on. Let me back up. Taylor, Caitlin, do you guys have the network?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good wrestling fans. Would you guys pay an extra like $5 to get all the DVDs on there for free?
Maybe.
Caitlin?
I think I would.
You would?
Yeah. That's a lot of content. Yeah.
Katie, would you?
Yeah, depending on what it is and if I like it.
Okay, so like the DVDs that just came out, like they just released like 3 more DVDs.
Well, I said I got the new Attitude Era one.
That's one of them.
I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. So. And then they released the 2 Stephanie McMahon and Triple H workout DVDs, which we've been telling them to put a workout program on the network forever.
Can't wait to check those out.
I'm buying Stephanie's. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
Just to watch her.
I figured you'd buy Triple H.
She won't even work out. You'll just stare at her boobs.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. No.
What do you think he's going to do the Triple H one?
Exactly. I would probably buy the Triple H one. Funny you bring that up. That has he's in my call this week. Have you said?
Of course.
I went with your suggestion.
I've already heard your call.
Oh, you have?
Because I'm that damn good.
Oh, okay. Right. Fine then. DRG.
I know what brings you to the table. I know the words you like to quote over and over again from an interview from Triple H back in the 2000s. Oh, yes, I'm that good.
I hate you some days. DRG, what's on?
What's on? I watched British Boot Camp. I liked episode 3 that they did in London. They showcased a lot of the UK's talent that they have over there. I have not gotten to see this next one, but I did manage to tap back into the X-Files because I found it on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
I do those night shifts, so I've got to flip my schedule, and usually about like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife will go to sleep. So I sit there and I pulled up my phone, and I was thinking about watching Event Horizon, and I was like, nah, I'm going to watch X-Files. So I turned it on, and man, I cannot believe how young David Duchovny looked.
Can you believe it, really? I just got finished watching X-Files like maybe like a year ago on Netflix because I wanted to finish the entire because I like when Mulder disappeared, I lost that whole time frame.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to go back and watch it again. That's such a good show.
Dude, I have forgotten more things than I've remembered about that show.
It's a really, really good show. The first 2 years are nothing but like individual storylines, which is just like monster of the week movie thing.
Yeah, it had like the opposite effect of what Fringe was, because Fringe was always this giant storyline tied in together.
Yeah,
and this was Fringe was amazing, but it was the exact opposite. They started with these individual, you know, cases that moved into this giant story. Yeah. It's good. I'm so glad that I tapped back into it.
Me too, man. It's good stuff. Wayne, what's on, man?
Nun Wrestling, Toast of London is back on Channel 4. Fantastic surreal comedy.
Yeah, Ian was talking about that today on Cerebral Satire.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah, brilliant. And wrestling related on the network, I caught the Bobby the Brain Heenan documentary.
You never seen that one?
Nope.
Wow. That's a really good one. Did anybody watch the ECW Exposed?
Not yet.
I have. Nope. I watched it.
But then I went and caught a video because obviously he looks a lot different now.
Yeah.
So I caught a video of him at a comic convention this year, and that was him meeting all like today's wrestlers and like wrestlers like Sting. I say today's wrestlers, but you know what I mean. Sting, Dudley Boyz. Oh God, there was hundreds. Flair. There was even proper like ones from today, but they proper escape. I think like Triple H might have been on there, all meeting him and talking to him. And it's just, it sort of breaks your heart to see one of the best talkers in wrestling not being able to get his words out, but still communicating. Like when he sat down, someone handed him a book and that, he proper lobbed it and like in a funny, jokey way and started like having a go at them and prodding them with his stick and stuff, just like he would have back in the day. And that's just...
Bobby. Poor Bobby.
Yeah. That's well worth, if you can find it, just type it. I think Bobby Brain Heenan 2014 and look for the one where it says meets stars or whatever, and that's just a really sort of make you think video on YouTube.
Cool. Right. Anything else?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Heavy set. What's on, man?
With me not being home, I haven't really got to watch anything, but listening to, or kind of a watch too, can we talk about how awesome Ghostbusters versus Mythbusters was?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. epic rap battles, guys. Mythbusters versus Ghostbusters was amazing. Although I still think they should have got Adam to play Adam. No, you disagree?
I don't know.
Adam would have done it, man. He's the one even retweeted it.
Well, I think there's more to it than just that. I mean, Stephen King retweeted a lot about his battle.
Oh, did he?
Oh yeah, he tweeted the fuck about it. He tweeted about it. His battle, I'm trying to remember, there was someone else recently who tweeted about their battle.
It was him and Edgar
I think Bill Nye. Tweeted about it. Someone, there was like a question and answer on Reddit, and somebody asked him some question about it, and then he responded something back. Like, I mean, it's big nowadays.
Oh, man. If you guys have a chance, Epic Rap Battles of History on YouTube. Oh, man, those guys are just brilliant.
Is that the same guys who do, like, Nerds versus Geeks?
No. Not that I know.
Not that I know of. They do a lot.
And Nice Peter, they have their own other ventures, but I've never heard of Nerds versus Geeks. But it's, they just take two different characters, not different characters, they take two characters that have something that connects them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a job title, or sometimes it's like, these are two totally opposite people, like... I think Sarah Palin versus Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
They have nothing in common. It's just those are like two bipolar opposites. Darth Vader versus Hitler. These are two similar people.
Goku versus one Superman.
Yes, Goku versus Superman. Yep.
Doctor Who, or the Doctor, versus Doc Brown.
Doc
and that,
Brown,
because of that show, I mean, because of Epic Rap Battles, is why I started watching Doctor Who.
Oh, such a good... if you guys get a chance, please go watch that shit. It will make you laugh for the entire night. They have so much content up there.
It's seriously my favorite type of music right now for the past couple of years. Like, I could listen to all the songs back to back to back. I fucking love them.
It's so good. So very good. Yeah, I did watch ECW Exposed. I don't highly recommend it. It's pretty much just like little highlights and then Paul Heyman and Joey Styles answering questions. It's entertaining to watch the two. It's very nice to see Paul Heyman go off script. And
apparently it was over cheesy and overdone one and overscripted.
It is a little over cheesy. It can't be overscripted because they didn't use a script.
Like how Edge and Christian were on there doing the SmackDown stuff.
But it's better. It was better than Edge and Christian.
All right. It might not be scripted, but it is definitely in line with what WWE would like.
Yes.
It was overscripted in the way like
Paul,
you kept getting Joey Styles popping up going, "Oh, we can't do that story. That's far too extreme."
No. I don't don't even think he ever said that.
Well, that's what they reviewed on Law Radio, and Pollock said that was overdone.
Law Radio is not fucking
Pollock.
Shitty.
Pollock wouldn't shit on anything.
I find it hilarious when he shits.
No. I don't know what he was talking about, but that's not. It's not that cheesy. It's really not. It's actually pretty decent.
It wasn't cheesy, but it was not them going off script. Them going off script in a shoot interview style, was not.
Paul was off script. Paul didn't have a script. I'm telling you right now. Paul Heyman did not have a script.
Dude, have you ever heard of a teleprompter? He didn't have to hold a script in front of him to read a script.
DRG, I'm telling you, he did not have a script. I'm telling you right now. Now, Joey did. Joey absolutely had a script. He even said he had a script on the floor.
It's still real to him, damn it.
It is still real to me, damn it. I'm telling you right now, Paul didn't have a script, but Joey did. He had a bunch of notes on the floor. Because he actually talked about it. They didn't have teleprompters. They had notes, like little note pages on the floor what they were going to talk about.
Whenever Star Wars tells you that this is set in a galaxy far, far away, do you believe them?
What is with you and everybody else? You guys have to take everything to the umpteenth degree. Telling you right now.
Loyalty to the WWE is to the umpteenth degree.
This has nothing to do with the WWE.
Yeah, it does.
Heyman
go off script.
Watch it, and you be the judge, and come back next week and let me know.
I did watch it.
You said you didn't watch it.
No, Wayne said he didn't watch it.
Okay, so tell me something that happened.
They sat there and answered tweets that were sent to ECW Exposed.
Yeah, but
it wasn't anything groundbreaking. Things the way that they were told to be answered.
Oh my god!
Boys, boys, boys!
You're so much not fun. You're so much not fun. It's not even funny. That's how much not fun you are.
All right, I'm gonna go grab my wubby because that burn just took.
Please grab your wubby and while you're at it,
topical cream.
Excuse me to the ladies in the room. Grab your tampon because obviously you're a little upset today. And relax. And I'm telling you right now. To me, okay, fine. I'll say this. I'll go halfway as I normally do. To me, Paul wasn't scripted. To me, it didn't look like he was scripted. It did not look like he was scripted. It looked like Joey was. He wasn't. He was just answering questions. He was just there for Joey. He was just answering questions. Paul was just a figurehead that was just there, whatever. To me, that's what it looked like to me.
If that makes you happy. If that makes you happy, then believe that.
That's fine. I'll believe that.
Believe that.
Oh, God. You know, I fucking hate that shit. All right. All right, so we were all invited to a reviewer show, and I know Heavy was not into this as far as like doing this now. We should say this for December when nothing's going on, but we had to do this now because they need the categories and they need the answers for they need the suggestions for our answers. So we're going to go. We were invited to a review site, so Best of the Year, Best of 2014, and it's done by reviewer. What did I say? You Review, right? Yeah, You Review on YouTube. I'll have a better link later for you guys. So we're going to go through this real quick and get everybody's answers on these. And that way I can go back and write them all down and have a good old time on it. Where the fuck did I just... Okay, there it is. All right, so Taylor and Caitlin, give me your match of the year and your worst match of the year, which I'm not sure why you need a worst match. But...
Best match of the year for us, we had... There was two matches of the Evolution versus the Shield, one of which we saw live, which was at Extreme Rules. That was really awesome. And then you had the one from Payback, right?
Yeah, Caitlin? I enjoyed the Payback match just because I love Evolution.
I think that was the only thing good on Payback.
That's our favorite matches. Okay. Worst match, we had any match that had Eva in it, Eva Marie. Specific because all of them are bad.
I can get specific.
All okay. Right.
Give specific. There was one match, remember where she was wrestling Summer Rae and she did a roll up wrong? Oh, and almost broke her ribs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did it.
Eva's a detriment to anybody.
Totally is, totally. Okay, give me your. Let's see if I'm going to do this. Let's see if I go. Am I going to go each person? Yeah. Katie, what's your best match of the year and worst match of the year?
Well, best match, I like the Shield versus the Wyatt family from Elimination Chamber. That's one that I liked.
That was a good match.
I thought they stole the show on that part. And, you know, I like Triple H versus Daniel Bryan when it opened WrestleMania.
The opening of WrestleMania? Yeah, that was a good match. That was a good way to start our WrestleMania too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so tough to call because You know what? I'll stick with the girls. I'll say anything with Eva Marie.
Yeah, so true.
Eva Marie, okay. DRG, best three.
I got two, but I can't figure out which one. I'm going to go either Full Metal Mayhem or
you really did
I'm
like
going to go
match.
AJ Styles versus Suzuki from day four or day six of the G1 Climax.
You guys talked about that match for like days.
Oh, dude, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing
that
match.
That Full Metal and Mayhem was, I'm telling you, go back and watch it again. It was not as good as you think it was.
Dude, you sat there and raved about Davey
I
Richards
said it was good.
Taking the spot
that's
on
the
top of the guardrail.
I said it was good. That's an
backtrack all you
fuck.
Want, but we got it documented on audio. About
holy
how much
fuck,
you praise that match.
Jesus Christ. It's like going through a fucking tunnel. I agree. That was a very good match. I'm not saying, but I also said in that same episode, if you go back and listen to it, I also said it was not match of the year. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't.
Fine. That's fine. That's why I said, DRG, what was your match of the year?
I understand. I was just talking about it with you.
Okay, well, all right. Next time that you say your match of the year, I'm going to say, dude, that was not match of the year.
In my opinion, I'm just giving my opinion out, man. Yeah,
I'm going to give you my opinion, too.
Now,
go ahead.
Like I said, you guys did talk about that G1 for
days. Yeah, dude,
days.
That Minoru Suzuki versus AJ Styles match was absolutely amazing. Absolutely. I highly recommend anybody to go back and watch that and tell me it wasn't good.
You guys talked about it a lot. All right. What's the worst match of the year?
Oh, geez. Which one was it where Cameron tried to pin the girl on her stomach?
Yes.
That's
God.
The worst match of the year.
Cameron and Naomi.
Cameron and Naomi. That's the last time we saw them on Raw.
Very upsetting.
Wow.
Go ahead. That's it.
Good, that's
hands
a
down.
Good point.
Yeah, totally.
Wayne, match of the year, worst match of the year.
God, I hate stuff like this.
You've had all this
was
time
Katie,
to prepare.
Shut up, devil. Katie, was that the first Shield Wyatt match at Elimination Chamber, or was that the end of last year, the first one?
The first one was on Raw, I thought.
Well, the one I liked was from Elimination Chamber.
I can remember the first one, but I can't remember the event that was from. I think that was the end of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They had a lot of those before WrestleMania.
Elimination Chamber was before WrestleMania, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think that was the end of last year. It was 2013. I think that was like
oh,
proper.
I got what you're saying.
I'm going to have to go with Triple H Bryan then.
Yeah. Worst match of the year?
Oh, I don't do stuff like this. If that's bad, I tend to forget about it. So that's just loop me thing. Down with the highest vote. Right.
Heavy set, best and worst match of the year.
Chirp, chirp.
What did I tell you guys? Let the silence linger. I can always cut out the
and
silence.
And have we listened
easy.
Yet?
No,
have we listened
not a
yet?
Single time. Every single time you guys jump
best in. Match of the year, I'm going to have to go with Daniel Bryan versus...
The suspense is killing me. What is it, Heavy? Daniel Bryan versus...
Did he join back in?
My favorite match of the year is Heavy versus Audio Quality.
Let me try going back. Hang on.
Heavy versus
Scott. I love the fact that I'm leaving all this shit in.
Daniel Bryan versus the burglar in his house.
That was a good one.
That's a good match. That is a good match right there.
It was a 2-on-1.
Yeah, it was. It was a handicap, and Daniel Bryan fucking beat those asses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we all watched that happen. I loved it. Have you ever seen
hold on, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Next time you open your fucking mouth, DRG, and talk that much shit, I'm going to ram my truck all the way down I-20, and I'm going to shit in your fucking mouth.
Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying.
Taylor and Caitlin, glad they came on now.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
I'm having a good time.
I'm crying so bad right now. I'm crying so bad.
Love you, Heavy.
Heavy knows where he lives, too.
Oh, no. Heavy knows what city I live in.
Oh,
there's
okay.
A big difference.
Yeah.
He knows the Jack in the Box that I frequent.
Heavy, match of the year. Worst match of the year.
I'm going to fucking shit in your mouth. I'm going to have to say Daniel Bryan versus Triple H versus Batista.
Oh, yeah. Wait, wasn't Randy in that?
Well, I'm not saying Triple H, Orton, whatever.
So Orton, Batista, and Daniel Bryan. I like that match, too.
Mm-hmm. I would just say Daniel Bryan versus Evolution. That's pretty much what happened.
Well, then technically, you have to count the Triple H match, too. So basically, you're saying both matches.
Both matches. Okay, I'll go with that. I'll write that down. And then worst match of the year.
Anything AJ and Paige.
Even their first one was really good.
Okay, yeah, that first one the night after all, great. After that, nope.
Okay.
Right, nope. So just put them down for AJ versus Paige match number 672.
829. Okay. I'm going to go my match of the year, which actually, no, I'm thinking about it. This may have been last year, but I hope not. Sami Zayn versus Cesaro on NXT.
That was last year, 2013.
That was my one.
Yeah, I called Dan out on that same thing because I asked him what his match of the year was, and he said it.
That was a fantastic. I still get off on that match.
It was a great match, but it's not.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with Daniel Bryan versus Triple H 2 at WrestleMania.
Oh my God, that was horrible! What a stupid choice.
Oh my God, you would pick that match.
Worst match of the year.
I didn't think it was match of the year.
Worst match of the year had to have been the Full Metal and Mayhem. Had to have been the worst match of the year.
I agree.
I can't say that. I have gone on record saying it was a really good match. Worst match of the year, I agree. It had to be Cameron and Naomi, and Cameron pinning Naomi on her stomach. Seriously, that has to be the worst match of the year. It's so embarrassing. I just love it.
Just so we all know, that was on live television.
She didn't
even realize what was going on.
I know. And then
no count.
The ref. She yelled at the ref twice.
And the ref's like,
"How to do my wrestling? This is how wrestling be done, okay?"
Girl, bye.
I don't know if you've ever seen
Felicia.
the AJ versus Alicia match, but I thought that was the best match I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, that was her. So.
I think that always backs up my point Vinny would be better than
Sorry, Alicia versus Melina. Sorry. What? What did you just say? Melina versus
Steve wanted anyway. To drink after that.
Yeah, no shit. Wrestler of the year, Taylor, Kaylin.
I was going to clarify. I want to know, is it who we feel is like best wrestler or who actually was?
Whoever you feel.
Who actually was?
What's the difference?
Who actually is, you know?
Well, what would you say then?
Well, I feel best wrestler of the year is Cesaro.
Cesaro? Like, okay.
Cesaro is my favorite wrestler, and I think he's fantastic. But,
Kaylin?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose just because he kind of, did the best, I think, after the Shield broke up.
Okay. All right. And then worst.
Worst. Eva.
They're doubling down on Eva this year, guys.
Oh, I mean, our podcast is just about Eva, but no. What happened? Fandango. Yeah, Fandango is pretty.
Hey, I like Fandango.
Fandango.
Where is Fandango? That's what I want to know.
Adam Rose. I don't know.
Adam Rose. Katie, best, worst wrestler of the year.
You know,
who's best worst wrestler?
I'm telling you.
After thinking about it, I'm going to say, because he's had a pretty good year, Seth Rollins.
He's had a very good year.
He's my pick, too. Shoes.
They just headlined, Hell in a Cell. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah.
Okay. And worst?
Worst wrestler? Adam Rose.
Adam Rose. I like that. DRG?
You don't want the party? You don't want the party?
No. I want him to beat up the bunny more, though.
Best wrestler of the year, Sami Zayn.
Yeah. I agree. Sami Zayn. Yeah.
Worst wrestler of the year, CJ Parker.
Oh, damn you. I wanted that one, you motherfucker.
Fuck a bunch of that guy.
You motherfucker. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm going to go Daniel Bryan for the simple reason he single-handedly got a WrestleMania main event changed. So that's how over he was with the crowd.
Okay.
CJ Parker, because he's a pile of shit.
Save the world. Fuck you.
He's bollocks. Just fuck off, Parker.
Fuck off, Parker. Heavy set?
Eva Marie.
For the best wrestler of the year?
Best wrestler of the year, yep.
Okay. Worst wrestler of the year? Eva Marie.
Best wrestler. Yep. Eva Marie. Best wrestler.
All right. Worst wrestler?
Oh, no. My real answer. CM Punk.
He didn't wrestle this year, did he? No, he didn't. He didn't wrestle this year.
His brain just melted.
He did. He didn't wrestle this year.
Yes, he did.
For 3 weeks. He wrestled for three weeks.
Fuck that.
It was still in this year.
All right. Fine. Who's your worst?
Okay, my real answer for best of the year is Daniel Bryan.
Okay, Daniel Bryan. And who's your worst?
Adam fucking Rose.
Adam fucking Rose. Best wrestler of the year. God, Randy Orton's been putting on some good shit lately, but it's got to be Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is the best wrestler of the year this year. Absolutely. Worst wrestler of the year? What?
Randy Orton's been putting on some good shit, but sadly it's been in gym bags.
He has been good. He's been putting on some really good matches lately. Worst wrestler of the year, I'm going to go with, not with anybody, I'm actually going to go with, I know DRG missed this guy, Hornswoggle.
Oh, no, he's later on the list, buddy.
Oh, okay. All right. Hornswoggle, worst wrestler of the year. Nice spots, worst wrestler.
Is he a wrestler?
He wrestles.
Oh, he did. He had the WLC match.
He had the WLC match. He was really bad in that.
Oh, that should have been so awful. I should have put that as my match of the year.
That was a really good match, though. Anyway, let's try to go through this a little bit faster, guys. Taylor, Caitlin, tag team of the year, worst tag team of the year. We barely even had any tag teams this whole year.
Yeah, I think we both agreed on the Usos. They had a pretty good year. They had the titles for a while.
Okay, all right, worst.
Yeah, Adam Rose and the Bunny.
Adam Rose and the Bunny,
worst tag team.
Everybody hates fucking Adam Rose. Adam Rose is getting shit on tonight. I love
this.
Put
him under the bus.
Kat is going to lick my balls after this show. Katie.
Best tag team, the Usos. Worst tag team, Axelback.
Ryback. DRG?
Just to clarify, y'all had bad tag teams because I've got a four-way split between the Wolves, Red Dragon, Young Bucks, and Time Splitters.
Jesus Christ, DRG. He dropped the mic, everybody.
That's right.
Worst tag team.
The Ascension. Fuck them.
Okay, Wayne.
I'm going to go Harper and Rowan for best tag team.
Wow, nice. I think it's a good call. Yeah. Worst?
Oh, God, I don't know. Just put me down for anyone again who gets the most votes.
Okay. Heavy set?
Well, hey, if we're going to use independent talent, I'm going to say the Jollyville Fuckits. Real tag team.
You know, I try to get through these fucking lists pretty quick, and you just derail me every time I call on you.
if we're gonna if DRG's gonna use fucking indie talent,
use indie
the
talent.
Jollyville Fuckits.
Jesus,
nowhere on this list did it say it had to be WWE
shit.
True. There's
absolutely
nowhere
right. No, you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be. I thought you were gonna definitely say the Wolves. They're up there definitely this year and the best tag team of the year. Absolutely, but he fucked me up with that name, man. He fucked me up with that name. Jollyville Fuckits?
Look them up on YouTube, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I believe they're real. I'm just saying. What the fuck? All right, fine.
I could also say the Monster Militia.
What's the worst tag team?
Axelback or Ryback.
Ryback, okay. I'm going to go with Ryback as the worst. Best tag team of the year. I'm Wayne. Got it. No, you know what? Worst tag team of the year? Ascension. Absolutely, Ascension. Ascension has been totally 100% disappointing this year.
I was fixing to say Wayne's going to have to be in the same bag as his boyfriend being part of the worst tag team of the year.
my husband and I are the worst tag team. No, best tag team of the year, definitely. I'm going to go with the Wolves, actually. I'm actually going to go with the Wolves. I really enjoyed the stuff I watched of them. I really did. DRG's like, he got a boner from that.
No, I'm just I'm marking this down on the time clock so I can use it against you at a later date.
All right, Caitlin and Taylor, let's go with story/feud of the year. Wasn't that many.
I'll start first. I think the worst storyline of the year is the Bella thing, the growing up Bella, the whole thing, the feud between Brie and Nikki.
I wish she died in the womb.
But you know what?
Yeah,
you know what?
But you know what?
You know what?
You know what?
You know why?
You know what? Snake,
you know what?
You know what?
Bad. So
Heavy
bad.
And I can keep doing that all night if you let us.
Best storyline, I think, is anything to do with the Shield. The Shield breaking up, Seth joining the Authority, like that whole thing.
Okay. Caitlin?
I would say the best is probably the Authority.
The best storyline is the Authority, just everything going on with the Authority?
Just the Authority foreman.
We love the Authority.
The Authority. Yeah. All right.
Worst? Let's see. What did you say?
I said the Bellas. Crap.
See, I like the Bellas for an ironic reason.
Okay.
I hope it's an ironic reason because it ain't sure as hell any fucking wrestling reason.
I love hearing them say bitch over and over again.
It ain't Brie Bella doing her best acting ever.
Bitch.
That's great. That was good.
Thanks.
I didn't like Bray versus Jericho. I think it was kind of a throwaway story.
That's a good choice.
Mm. Katie.
Worst is definitely the Bellas. The best, I either go with Ambrose and Rollins or the Authority versus Daniel Bryan.
The Authority versus Daniel Bryan. Okay. All right. DRG?
Storyline of the year is TNA losing their TV deal because it has everybody talking on the internet. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's it, hands down.
All right.
Worst storyline of the year or worst feud of the year is Storm versus Anderson when he was in there. I'm a drunk cowboy. I like to drink beer. You like to drink beer? I like to. Yeah, that was fucking shit.
Okay. Wayne.
I'd have to go best storyline of the year. Surprise, surprise. Daniel Bryan versus the Authority.
Okay.
And worst storyline of the year has to be the Menagerie joining TNA.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was such a letdown from what it could have been.
Heavy set, best and worst feud story.
If I were to go by DRG's template, then CM Punk leaving WWE is by far the best story of the year.
But yes!
That's true.
Best story of the year, I mean, Daniel Bryan and the rise and fall of the Authority. Well, I should say the rise and then the injury.
Injury, yeah.
And then worst, a toss-up between Bray Wyatt and Jericho and AJ and Paige.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with best storyline of the year. There really hasn't been a lot of good storylines this year.
There's been a couple, but they started so late, I don't want to call them of the year.
And they a lot of them fizzled out, man.
Mm-hmm. At the first.
Bad writing this year. Totally bad writing this year. Yeah, I'm going to have to go. That was before. John Cena and Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, I really enjoyed it, but I can't remember. Did that start after the beginning of the year? That did, right?
Yeah, that was WrestleMania. Okay.
All right. I knew the matches at WrestleMania. I just didn't know when it started.
Yeah, it started going into WrestleMania because you got to remember right around the end
Elimination
of
Elimination Chamber they broke into.
Well, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
If you go back to the beginning of this year, the end of last year, that's when the whole Daniel Bryan and the Wyatt family thing was going, and that started afterwards.
All right. So I'm going with Bray Wyatt and John Cena. I really enjoyed both those guys at that point. Everybody was getting into the John Cena with the legacy and everything, and then Bray Wyatt with being craziness and really seeing what he can do. Worst of the year, Kane versus Daniel Bryan. Worst of the year, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Worst.
Oh,
it was fucking horrible. I remember all of us just coming on and moaning about it. Oh, it was so bad.
You?
No, everybody was moaning about it because everybody was moaning about Brie fucking going, he's going to touch me. He's in the back seat.
That was horrible.
Oh, he's
I'm pretty
roof.
Sure I was indifferent on that.
Ugh. All right. Event of the year. Worst event. Best event. Worst event. Taylor, Caitlin.
Best event, as in pay-per-view, is WrestleMania.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's almost everything.
Yeah, everyone's right. But, I don't have a worst event really.
Okay. All right.
What was that one we were saying? Like Battleground wasn't that great of a pay-per-view, right? We were discussing.
Battleground. I felt like Battleground was better than it was last year. Yeah. But that's not a huge bar to jump over.
Right.
No, it's not.
It's not.
There was a match between
that bar is like Wayne Tight.
It was a match versus who?
Adam Rose and Fandango was on the card, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wow, man, they just proved us wrong, DOG.
Yeah.
All right, Katie.
Best WrestleMania and worst, just by the reaction and disappointment, Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
Katie's sad because that was the last day CM Punk was with the company. So of course it's gonna be.
Head off.
It was a black day for Katie.
All right. What's the worst? I mean, what's the best, Katie?
I said the best is WrestleMania.
Oh, and the worst was Royal Rumble, right?
Royal Rumble.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I lost track. DRG.
Event of the year is G1 Climax.
Yeah.
That thing had so many good matches. There's nothing that can compare to it. It was amazing.
Okay.
Worst event of the year, and y'all are going to be shocked, but Bound for Glory. For what it was supposed to be for TNA to what it turned out to be, it was the worst.
All right, Wayne.
I'm going to be a thief of two parts. I'm going to have WrestleMania 30 is the best and Bound for Glory for the worst.
Yep. Heavy set?
Fuck you, Wayne. You took mine, you bloody bastard.
I've got some bad news.
<I'm afraid. laughs> Yeah, but I got the WWE Network legally, and he doesn't. WrestleMania 30 obviously was the best of the year, and Bound for Glory has to. Actually, technically, anything Impact Wrestling from January 1st to December 31st, worst.
God, you're such a troll. Before the show, you're gonna ask Wayne, Taylor, and Caitlin before the show. I actually specifically said that. I said best is WrestleMania, worst was Bound for Glory, because it was just it could have been so much better than what it was. Newcomer of the year, Caitlin, Taylor.
Do we both agree on Sami Zayn? I think we both do, right?
He's not.
He started
last year. Yeah, I wouldn't really consider him a newcomer.
But as far as like, I guess into the and like now that he's was on main event and stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, he's not there yet. Until you start appearing on Raw on a regular basis, you ain't there.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, Bo Dallas.
He appeared in NXT last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't know who's even a newcomer anymore.
You got Adam Rose moved up. Bo Dallas moved up. You can do any of the new guys that just walked into the NXT. Any of those guys. They're
Matador
all new.
Matador 1 and Matador 2.
Matador 1 and Matador 2.
Nope. I just found out their names tonight.
Oh, yeah. Diego.
Fernando.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about their
names. I love Diego and Fernando.
No, I care because I loved Epico and Primo.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Sad.
You guys didn't answer.
I guess so. I think we'll go with Bo Dallas. He shook some stuff up.
Bo Dog. Taylor says Bo Dog. Kaylin.
Yeah, he just premiered on NXT. I'm going to say Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
All right.
Katie? Oh, sorry. I forgot about it. It's always opposite with these guys. Needs to go, as in they need to be let go.
Kaylin? The Great Khali, is he still in the company?
He is.
Kaylin needs to be let go.
Sorry. We've got some bad news for you, Kaylin. We actually brought you on the show to fire you from your other show.
You say Great Khali. I think Adam Rose.
Adam Rose. Katie, go ahead. Newcomer of the year and needs to go wrestler of the year.
Well, needs to go is definitely Adam Rose. Newcomer of the year is Rusev.
Rusev. Okay.
Oh,
DRG.
Wolves.
Yeah.
Gotta be the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Needs to go, Mr. Anderson.
Really? The character or the wrestler?
The wrestler. I don't want him in any in-ring. I want him to be a valet. Okay.
Wayne, needs to go, newcomer?
Newcomer has to be Rusev. And needs to go is Adam Rose.
Wow, I thought you were really going to say newcomer was going to be Hage.
Huh?
You missed the page, bitch.
Yeah, I know. But Rusev is the one that's doing more.
All right.
Well, he's turning a different page.
Yeah, Wayne's turning a different page. Heavy set. I guess the crush is gone.
Newcomer of the year. Since I'm going to hope he's going to premiere before the end of the year, it's going to count. Kevin Owens.
Mr. Kevin Steen.
No, Kevin Owens.
Sorry, Kevin Owens. I apologize. I get those mixed up sometimes.
Needs to go, Adam fucking Rose.
Wow, everybody shit on Adam Rose tonight, because you know me, I'm all about... Kat is going to love this episode.
Yeah, he is.
I just don't understand. You got Dean Ambrose that does the dirty deeds, yet he has to change it. He's the more over one. He's got more chance of being there in a couple of months' time.
That's what I
said. Yet they make him change his finisher. Yep. To save Adam Rose. I don't get it.
Fuck that.
Don't get me started. That was my favorite finisher, that snapmare driver. I love it. It looks impactful. It looks awesome. And then they gave it to Adam Rose.
Yep. Let Adam Rose keep it. Dean Ambrose.
Yet another reason why WWE pisses me off.
Yeah, definitely Adam Rose needs to go. He's got to go. Got to go. And then newcomer of the year. It's got to be Rusev. As much as I don't want it to be Rusev, he's gotten so popular. It's got to be Rusev. Mm-hmm. He's such a good heel, too. He's just a dick.
You could just say Lana, because Lana got over just as easy as he did.
No, DRG, that's a good idea. Lana. Lana's the newcomer of the year. Yeah.
Newcomer.
Newcomer.
If you are just going to go for looks, then I'm going to Paige.
No, you already voted.
No, you already voted, dude. With. Sorry. Your vote has been cast.
I've got a big hairy Bulgarian who thinks he's a Russian.
He's not that
you
hairy.
Love it.
Most popular wrestler year. Taylor, Kaylin?
Most popular wrestler.
Most
of the
popular
year?
And
you
most
skipped surprise of the year.
Surprise of the year. Sorry.
Brock beating Taker at WrestleMania.
Disappointment of the year.
Brian, does it count that Daniel Bryan is injured?
That's a disappointment.
That's a disappointment to me.
Okay.
All the injuries.
Taylor.
Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin. Sorry.
My surprise would be Brock.
Brock
beating Taker.
Okay.
Disappointment. I think the way Cesaro has been treated all around is my disappointment.
That's a good answer. I like that. Katie?
Yeah, my surprise is the streak ending. Mm-hmm. And disappointment, like a lot of the injuries this year with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, like right when they're at the cusp of getting their push and then they just get hurt. I mean, sucks.
You got to pick one. Pick one.
Bryan.
Okay. DRG?
Surprise of the year is Brock beating Taker. Disappointment of the year is Brock beating Taker.
Okay, I'll take that. That's a good one. I like that. Wayne is a beggar.
Surprise of the year, no surprise here, is Undertaker streak ending. Disappointment of the year has to be CM Punk being a grade 8 bellend.
Heavy set.
Shocker of the year is, I'm not saying Brock beating the streak. The streak just ending.
Ending. Yeah. Okay. Disappointment?
Disappointment.
The streak ending.
No.
I'm going to go with DRG.
TNA going back to a six-sided ring.
That's a big decision.
Oh, I want to do that one, but I already thought. Wade Barrett getting injured.
Yeah. God, he was going to be so popular this year too. I know he was. He was such on an upward projection. God, he
and I just got that. Surprise. I just got that free T-shirt too.
Fuck you. Kaylin Taylor, I had to buy Heavy a shirt because they didn't split up the belts. God damn it.
Oh, you had to buy him a shirt because you made a stupid prediction.
I thought it was a valid prediction. I'm an idiot. Dumb. What do you want me to do?
Everybody on the panel told you not to do it.
I know. Surprise of the year. Yeah, Taker, the streak ending. Definitely streak ending. And yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal that he lost to Brock. It was just the fact that it ended. I didn't think it was ever going to end. And then disappointment of the year. My opinion, disappointment of the year has been SmackDown.
Oh yeah,
SmackDown is the disappointment of the year because it's 2 hours of content that they can put on there and really provide some extra stuff for some other people, and they're not even trying.
Yeah, it's a raw recap.
Yeah,
I'm surprised nobody said the WWE launch in the UK.
Well, that'll probably be on second shift this week. Most popular wrestler of the year, Taylor, Caitlin.
Daniel Bryan, most popular wrestler of the year.
Okay.
I'd say Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose, Daniel Bryan. What's most hated wrestler of the year? Let me guess. Adam Rose.
Yeah, Adam Rose. No, Rusev. I think people hate Rusev.
Rusev? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I said Miz.
Miz?
Yeah. Not Miz Dowd, the Miz.
Miz,
just
yeah.
The Miz.
I got you. I got you. All right, Miz. Katie?
Daniel Bryan, most popular, and the most hated, Seth Rollins.
Okay. DRG?
Most popular of the year is Bullet Club. Internationally wise, yep. Bullet Club is known everywhere. Huge. Everybody loves that stable. Most hated wrestler of the year, Seth Rollins. Dude gets great heel heat. And for as much as we love him, the marks out there hate him.
They love to hate him too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne?
I'm going to have to go Daniel Bryan for most popular of the year.
Okay.
And least popular... because Kat regularly threatens to make him drink bleach, Adam Rose.
It's weird obsession with bleach.
He's got a problem about that. Heavy set.
Who doesn't Kat threaten to drink bleach?
Everybody.
That's what I said. He's got an obsession with it.
Drink bleach.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
Doesn't threaten him.
Kevin Steen.
Most popular, I got to go with Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. Most hated, Adam fucking Rose.
Yeah, most popular, I would either say it's a split between Daniel Bryan and John Cena, just because John Cena's so popular. Hated.
Fuck off, Kane.
Fuck off, Kane.
I'm sorry, that was a perfect timing for
it. Just, fuck off, Kane. God damn it, I don't know. Yeah, Seth, man. When he turned his back on the Shield, nobody was expecting it. And he just sucked up all the... You know what? I'm going with Stephanie.
Oh, good call.
I'm going with Stephanie. The shit she said about Vicky Guerrero when she retired. Fuck, man. Mm-hmm. She took some heat on that one. Holy shit.
I was going to mention that too, but you said most hated wrestler.
She wrestled. She wrestled at WrestleMania.
Yeah, she did. Oh, yeah.
SummerSlam.
If Hornswoggle counts as a wrestler, Stephanie damn sure counts as a wrestler.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going with that, yeah. All right, champ of the year, worst champ of the year. I don't even know what that means. What the fuck does that even mean?
Oh, I've got a worst champion. Trust me.
DRG's got one. Taylor, Kaylin?
The champion in the year and worst champion of the year are the same, Brock Lesnar.
Okay, so you're not liking... We're going to talk about that in free chat this week. All right, Kaylin?
Champion of the year, wow. I think I'm going to agree, just because Brock Lesnar is a good title win, but he's not, upholding his status.
Okay.
I think he's at home sleeping.
At home fucking Sable, what he's doing.
At home getting on top of his wife.
I'd be at home getting on top of his wife, too, if I was him. Sable. Katie.
Worst champion, Sheamus, when he was U.S. champion, because nobody cared.
Yes.
Best champion... You know, I like Dolph Ziggler as Intercontinental Champion. I would say Brock Lesnar, but he's indifferent to me right now.
Chirp, chirp. Did Vamp drop off his own call?
All right, I'll go to next person, Wayne.
Is he there? If he's there, not to a thingy. Oh, it started. You can tell us through their emails. Is he
Two
even there?
Minutes.
Oh dear.
What's the next question?
Right, I'll go, but if he's not there to write it down, I don't see the point in going. But
that's kind of what I was thinking. I think he left because you knew I was next. I'm fixing to talk some TNA. Don't care. I'm not even writing these down. Screw it. I want him to take me serious when we do this review thing. Vamp likes his alcohol. I can't help it. He's got to go get another beer.
No, I actually had a phone call from work, but that's fine. Where are we at?
Katie, I went with Wayne next.
Katie just went, Wayne, you're next. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm going to go champion of the year, Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
Damn it!
All right. Worst champion of the year? Bobby Lashley.
It's not his choice, and it's not his fault, but the rain was pretty bad.
Oh, don't say it.
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, really, Wayne? You're going to go there? Really?
Not his fault. But
he only got one feud when he came out of WrestleMania.
I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm saying fate took that rain and chat on it.
My opinion, that injury, now granted, is much worse than we thought it was, but when it first happened, I thought it was the best thing for him. I really did.
It wasn't just the injury. It was his father dying, yeah. The feud, mm-hmm. Then when he did come back. It was just fate just took a massive dump on it. Didn't it?
Don't forget Connor dying, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that, too, yeah.
So I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm not saying it was WWE's fault, but it sucked. Just period.
Yeah, that first
month. I'll count that. It qualifies.
Okay, all right. Heavy set.
Best champion of the year, I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar. Worst champion of the year, I'm going to go Paige.
All right.
Hey, me, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry, DOJ. I thought you went already. Go ahead. You were just talking shit the whole time I was going.
Champion of the year, I'm split. It's either Bobby Lashley or Okada. I'm going to stick with Bobby Lashley, though.
Okay.
Worst champion of the year, and I thought Wayne was going to go with this, but Magnus. Oh, dear God, that was booked so horribly.
Yeah.
And it sucked because he had such potential.
Yeah. Mine's definitely champ of the year is...
Fuck.
I always forget this dude's name. The high-flying guy in NXT.
Adrian Neville.
He has put on some fantastic matches, and that Fatal 4-Way in the last NXT TakeOver was just great. He was in every move almost. Fantastic. He has put up his title against everything. Yep. Worst champ of the year, I'm going to go with Sheamus. Sheamus is the worst champ of the year, in my opinion. Sheamus didn't do shit with that U.S. title. Not that he had a chance, but that's the way
it is. I said the same thing.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Next big thing. This is the last category. Next big thing. Caitlin, Taylor?
The next big thing, somebody from NXT probably.
Okay, thanks for narrowing it down. Appreciate that. Caitlin, if you could maybe help Taylor out a little bit.
Can I say
urban guy.
Can we say Sami Zayn? I feel like I just want to put him in there.
You can say Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I think he's... Zayn. I can't wait for him to come up.
Okay, all right.
Sick of seeing the Bella crap.
Yeah, they need to take a break.
Yeah,
I'm sick of seeing Big Show crying.
Yeah.
Well, I think I just met my new wife, DRG. all right, Caitlin, if you're sick of seeing Big Show crying, what's the next big thing?
Man, probably. I think like you saying Neville's probably. I'm into like high flyers.
You think Adrian Neville?
Yeah, I want to see him get up on the main roster.
Okay. All right. Wow, heavy. Wow.
Wow.
Heavy. Heavy. Where are you at?
Can you mute yourself?
What?
Can you mute yourself? Thank you, sir.
Wow, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing everything.
Feedback, like background noise.
Yeah, it's like we can hear your truck.
Yeah, my microphone shouldn't be that good. Hold on.
That's good. Katie, next big thing, the thing you're sick of seeing?
Newcomer of the year. You know, I'm going to go with Charlotte. I can't wait for her to come up.
Yeah.
I think she'll have a good
time. They're relabeling her, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
And person that needs to go.
We're sick of seeing.
We're sick of seeing. the Bellas.
The Bellas, just the Bellas in general. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, Bellas. Yeah.
DRG.
Next big thing. I'm going to go with one because I think I might steal heavies if I go the other route, but I'm going to say Ricochet, a.k.a. Prince Puma for Lucha Underground. That dude is amazing.
He is amazing, but the name, awesome. The name gets me.
Yeah, the name needs to go. They should have just stuck with Ricochet.
They should have. I think he did that because I really think he went with that just because he didn't want to go with Ricochet because he wants to use Ricochet for WWE.
No, it's Lucha. Lucha picked the names for all these people because they wanted to have that Aztec warrior feeling.
Okay, gotcha.
And story. That's why Matt Cross came out as Son of Havoc.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay. All right.
A thing that we're sick of the most: Hornswoggle costumes. Hornswoggle. Fuck it. Mic drop. That's it.
Wayne is a baker. Next big thing. Thing we're sick of.
I was gonna go Charlotte, so I'll sort of stay with Charlotte.
Okay. Next big thing is Charlotte. Thing we're sick of.
I'm going to have to say, even though it's been like the negative answer for everyone all evening, Adam Rose.
Okay. Sick of seeing Adam Rose and his fucking bunny. Heavy set.
Next big thing I'm going to toss between, because I figured this is probably who one of the two is who DRG was talking about. One, Kevin Owens.
Yes.
And two, UHA Nation.
Oh, that's a good call.
Once Kevin gets on the mic, man, he's gonna light a fire.
Once UHA gets signed, he'll be the first WWE black champion if he gets signed.
I don't know who that is.
But. When Owens picks up the mic, people will probably go, CM who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Oh, man.
I don't know, dude. Do you think the accent, that French-Canadian accent's going to hurt him in WWE? No,
I've heard him talk on the mic on YouTube, and he's just fantastic.
Oh, he's amazing, but that's amazing. From our point of view, people that understand that it's...
Yeah, that's a good point. What are you sick of seeing? Have you said?
Paige.
Just Paige or Paige and AJ?
Fucking Paige in general.
Paige.
Do you hear that, Wayne? TNA's better than Paige.
Heavy said he's taking a shit on Paige tonight, man. Next big thing for me is actually, as much as I want it to be Sami Zayn, I just don't know if it's going to be Sami Zayn. I don't know if that boy next door is going to work in Raw on Raw. I don't know. I just don't know.
It worked for one Daniel Bryan.
It did. You're right. It did. You're absolutely right. I think the next big thing is going to be Dean Ambrose. I think he's got a little bit more to go, and he's just going to explode.
Isn't he the current big thing?
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
It depends. A lot of us, you got to realize, we were going with like the next big thing as in people who... You know, what you would consider, like, this is the... I should say, when Brock Lesnar was called the next big thing, he was called it, like, when he was just coming onto the scene.
Okay.
And we're using people like that. Of course, Dean Ambrose has been the next big thing for a couple of years now.
Yeah, they had signs whenever he was still in FCW about sign Dean Ambrose, and Punk even commented on it in the middle of a promo.
All right.
It was a story of a live event. Someone had a Dean Ambrose sign down when he was in FCW, and when Dean Ambrose was touring with the main roster, and I think it was somewhere by the entrance, and that was a person. Wait a minute, let me finish story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Short, calm down. And as he seen it, he pointed at it and he said, "That's our secret weapon."
I am gonna go with Baron Corbin.
Interesting
choice.
We'll
go with Baron Corbin. I think if they let him ride with this Harley Davidson guy, and he keeps beating the fuck out of people like he's doing,
I'm a fan.
I think he's gonna be good. I'm a big fan. That entrance.
I want to see more out of him first.
That entrance is complete opposite of what a normal bad guy would come into the ring with. I like it a lot. They shine all those spotlights on him. Oh, I dig it. Thing I'm sick of seeing. I'm sick of seeing shitty fucking storylines come in good and then fizzle the fuck out and not end up with anything.
How you doing?
I'm sick of seeing the same goddamn match fucking night in and night out.
Amen.
How you doing? No, this is the testify preach. I'm backing you up.
I'm sick of fucking seeing John Cena win every fucking match except for fucking Brock Lesnar.
How you doing?
Yeah, but
I know, Heavy. I understand why he does it. I get it. I was just sick of seeing that stuff. Anyway, comments from the net. Actually, you know what? Let's take a pee break real quick, guys. All right, we're back. All right, we got a couple more segments to go. We got comments from the net. Wayne, what's in the email box this week?
Here we go.
This is where you Taylor and Caitlin. This is where you guys laugh a lot.
All right, go. Yep. There we go. Love that.
Because we love to have fun with Wayne and his emails.
All right, we'll start with Kat. You can hear the joy in my voice.
And he says, hey, yo, this week in wrestling history.
This is actually some pretty good wrestling history. I read this one.
Heavy's just done half of it for me. Brilliant. Right.
That's sad.
Hey, yo, so for this week in pro wrestling history, I present you with the following. November 10th, 1981, Ryback was born, Ryan Reeves, in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Go ahead, dear.
How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I was typing.
No, we have a water cooler coming up after this.
Okay, well, we're out of order as well.
Yeah, I wanted to split it up this week. Okay. See, this is how we produce on air, son. Yeah.
See, I was trying to do this off air in the text box, so it didn't get brought about on the thing. But no, let's just throw everything on audio.
Hey,
content.
Man, that's what we do.
Shouldn't we have done the water cooler before the bathroom?
We're doing...
Hey, pussycat.
All right, Wayne.
November 13th, 2005, Eddie Guerrero passed away at the age of 38. He was found unconscious in his hotel room in
Minneapolis?
That's the one. Minnesota, by his nephew, Chavo. Chavo attempted CPR, but he loves death, don't he, Cat?
Yeah, he does. He loves to mention when they die. Every week he has a death one.
No, well, he wants to drink bleach.
The worst one was like one that when he first started sending emails. The one we forgot to read and we read it off the air. And we were like, oh my God, this thing is so fucking
that TNA
morbid.
Worker, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that first one.
It was literally morbid. Two deaths and a birthday.
it was horrible. We're like, I'm glad I didn't read this thing on the air. This is depressing. It would have made us all sad.
How you doing?
Yeah, we'll move on. He died of a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow, Wayne.
Hey, at least we're not looking up the death certificate of freaking Crash Holly this week.
Hey, I had to know what happened to Crash. I just watched him on Survivor Series, not like 2 days before we did that call. Go, Wayne, go.
November 14th, 9:30, British pro wrestling legend Big Daddy Shirley Crabtree was born in Halifax, West Yorkshire, England.
Oh my, you can't even match your own countries.
You fucked up one of your own. You fucked up a town in your own country's name? This is the best fuck.
Well, you're putting on a good show for the girls, man.
We love it. I'm loving
it.
Oh, Eddie, oh, good old boy. He's put my old favorite state in there, isn't he?
I love you, Kata.
Yeah.
November 14th, 1972. Matt Bloom, better known to current WWE fans as Sweet Tea, was born in Peabody, Massachusetts.
Close. How you doing? Let's try that again. Close. Do it again.
Massachusetts.
He got it. Yay!
The first time, Wayne, you started off great, but you had trouble sticking the landing.
Yeah, stick. Yep. That's what his wife says all the time, too. Trouble sticking the landing.
Boom.
Super.
Sorry, there. Got a frog in my throat.
Just coughing. Everybody's here. Go ahead, Wayne.
It's not a frog, buddy.
If it's white, it's not frog.
See, I don't know. If it goes that deep, the balls kind of do look like a frog size.
See, what we don't realize is Ribbit. Wayne is so short that that belt that he bought is really one that you just buy at the store.
November 14th, 2004. I'm just ignoring that. WWE held Survivor Series in Cleveland, Ohio. In the main event, the team of Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, Maven, and team leader Randy Orton defeated the team of Edge, Batista, Snitsky, and team leader Triple H in a traditional Survivor Series match.
Gives a crap about Maven.
What year?
Why is that
what
in
year
there?
Was that?
2004.
I don't remember us having Survivor Series in 2004.
Why is that?
Yes,
in?
It, I mean, was.
You better listen.
I remember 1992, which was in the old Richfield Coliseum.
Randy Orton and Triple H weren't feuding then.
2004.
I'm funny.
God, you're so fucking stupid. Read the next
Kata.
Email.
Hey, Kata, how you doing?
What's the next
November 15th, 9:52, Macho Man Randy Savage was born. Randy Poffo?
Randy Poffo, yeah.
In Columbus, Ohio.
And Kata, you make fun of me for doing the Dusty Rhodes.
I
now,
like the Dusty
this
Rhodes.
Is how many weeks in a row are you doing the Macho Man?
Twice.
Yeah, it's starting to trend.
I like the Dusty Rhodes.
Hey, Kata, how you doing? That email was like a pure breed with a pedigree racehorse. It was too hot to T-R-A-W-T trot.
If I had...
If I had a nickel every time Wayne read an email right, I'd have no nickel. Nickels.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to say it. I couldn't. I was laughing too hard. I'd have no nickels.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing.
Realest
man in the room. Wayne, is that it? Is that it for Kata?
That is it for Kata.
Well, where's my Kata out?
I did it.
He said Kata out.
Oh, okay.
You bolt once in one night, mate. I don't do it repeat.
Kata out.
He's a one-man wonder.
That's what his wife says. Ooh. Okay, go ahead, Wayne. Next email.
Double A Andy Anderson.
Yeah, that's fine. You know it's going to be the same thing on all four podcasts, Double A.
Oh, you already bolt the load as well, DRG. Right. Hi, boys and Katie.
Hi, Andy.
And the two
you actually put a special mention in there. I want to know what you guys think about the New Day faction vignettes. Assuming next week we're going to get more of the same, this time with Big E Langston, are we getting thrown for a loop kind like we did with the Mastodon of Mayhem vignettes? Then we got a Funkasaurus instead of Mastodon. So instead of this funk gospel group, can we get the angry take no crap from one man group instead? That has been that, and that has been my nickel. Double A.
Taylor and Caitlin, what do you think?
About that?
Yeah.
That little...
The two
I don't know how to feel about that, honestly. Is it going to happen? It's Big E.
It's going to happen. We're getting promos now for it. It's going to happen.
Kofi promo last night. I don't want it to happen. I think it's upsetting. Why? I think it's a little racist. I'd like to see the three of them be no nonsense, like kind of taking everybody on instead of like, I don't know.
Are you saying that a black man being a preacher is a racist thing?
It's a little...
You know, like when having the cape put on him and him doing like the little shimmy shake and shit.
There's a difference between
racism and stereotypes.
I guess it's the stereotype.
No, I was actually kidding. It's actually kind of racist.
And maybe we should get it correct.
It's in bad taste. I'm not excited.
They're
for
not
it.
Really preaching. They're more like.
Hold on. Maybe we should get it correct. It's it wasn't a preacher. That was clearly a James Brown impression.
It was a super James Brown impression.
Which happened to work really well because they are coming out with that James Brown movie right around now too. So
Kofi's wasn't really James Brown.
And hold on. In all honesty, I don't see how anybody can not be excited because this was the most charismatic and interesting Kofi has been in 90 seconds compared to 90 months of being in WWE.
He's getting a chance, I guess.
I wish he would cut his hair.
I kind of do too, but I like it. I like the potential of what they could do. I like the fact that it's giving guys a chance to shine because Kofi shined in that promo. So I'm interested to see where it's going to go. I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's, at most, it's stereotypical because they put a black guy singing and apparently all black people sing. So that's a stereotype.
All my black people didn't sing. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But I think that there's potential for where it could go.
I think I would have to agree with that. I really would. I'm just really happy they're actually getting some exposure now instead of being on the side burner or on side shows or live events or whatever. I'm still on board. I love the Nation of Domination so much back in the day. It's one of my favorite factions, and I don't know. I know you can't go back, but I just those three, and then Mark Henry with them would just make a great Nation of Domination. I would love for
Mark Henry to join it, and after they get done singing, he goes, "That's what we do."
I think Heavy and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I think Heavy and I are right. I think it had a lot to do with the Ferguson thing. I think they were going to do the whole Nation of Domination type faction, and then Ferguson happened, and they just bailed on it. And they went with more upbeat, happy-go-lucky than.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were much darker when it was like forming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I still think this is a swerve. It's still going to be something. Yeah. It might not be. It's not going to be as racial as the original Nation, but I think it's going to be kind of very much like Brodus Clay, which Andy Anderson must have been reading my tweets from Tweet the Table from Raw. But that's something that I kind of said was just like I do because I know a lot of people like listening to shows last week was like, oh my god, this is so stupid, blah blah blah. And I'm watching these, going, this has to be a swerve. This has to be. We're getting ready for this, and I think just that whole gimmick that they're showing you is the New Day's coming. They come out, and like what you're seeing is the way they've been perceived and everything. Like, I mean, oh, these are happy-go-lucky guys, and then when the moment hits and they come, a new day strikes.
They purposely, right. purposely kept these three off of Raw and SmackDown and Main Event. I mean, they
and NXT.
Big E was on Superstars.
When?
And Main Event.
He was on Superstars recording this week.
No, nobody really counts
Superstars. I had to sit through the bloody thing.
I just sat through the bloody thing.
Big E has not debuted with New Day yet. It's only Kofi and Xavier.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but the signs are pointing toward it.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I just seen a picture of all three of them out, and they're all wearing matching Adidas jumpsuits.
I think it's a swerve, too.
I'll put it this way. Let's just be patient and wait and see before we start thinking that this is going to be a bad thing. Because the Nation of Domination, when it first started, it was kind of not
weird.
It wasn't as interesting as what it got to be. But I think it's...
Katie, what do you think?
I like the promos. I think it's going to be a big swerve too. Like, they look like they're going to be happy go lucky, but the minute they get in the ring, they say a new day, they'll probably attack some team or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm excited to see where it comes from. I'm happy like it didn't just go away.
I really do think the WWE needs a group, don't you think? Like a real, like the Authority's not really a group. It's not a faction. I wouldn't consider the Authority a faction. I would consider it WWE. You know, it's the corporate it's been around since
the corporate structure.
Yeah, it's the corporate structure. There you go. It's a corporate structure because it's been around since McMahon versus Austin. So. Mm-hmm. DX is a group. NWO is a group. Nation of Domination is a group. All these guys are groups. I would consider this an actual faction. We have seen that a lot in TNA in the past couple of years, but not a lot in the WWE.
Yeah, we have.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm with DRG. Let these guys do something, for God's sake. It's not like they can't wrestle. They can all wrestle. Mm-hmm. They just haven't got the opportunity. And binding together is a great way to have that opportunity, I think.
One of the things I bitch about with WWE the most is that the mid-card lacks in story and depth. But right now, you've got Mizdow and their story being told. This New Day being added to, it's just another story that they can tell that will make that mid-card interesting.
Yeah, we never did find out what happened to Dusty's Dust with their, if they ever got their reaching for the stars or something.
No, they got their
key is the tag titles, you bell.
Exactly. That was the tag belts, was the cosmic key.
Okay.
I like New Day better than I like Mark Henry and Big Show. I'll put it that way.
I'll agree with that. Yeah. Oh, Taylor agrees with that too.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll sign on for that. All right, Wayne, next email.
Next one is from Biohazard King.
This is funny. I didn't see anybody else mention this, and nobody talked about this yet until now, which...
I didn't realize he actually spoke to the commentating desk, because obviously we just saw him wandering around, and I laughed. I didn't actually realize that he's stalking Renee Young, possibly, and he...
He did. He did. He was taught... He did. He came up on... You actually see him on TV, and you hear him, too. He said, she's not here, or something like that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Samuel Shaw, Christy Hemme, WWE version.
That's what it sounds like. Go ahead, Wayne.
Did any of you notice the Wyatt family logo on Eric Rowan's jumpsuit? I believe that shows they're still a group, but they'll focus on being singles. For the time being, anyway. But what do you think it could mean? The Biohazard King. At the Biohazard King, even.
Taylor.
You can follow him on Twitter.
Taylor, Kaylin?
I didn't watch this week, so I can't really say. Okay. I do think that the group is still formed, but I think someone said earlier on the podcast that Bray has let the two others go out on their own to do their own thing, but they're still one, essentially.
Okay.
So, yeah. Eric Dazzle, the new
guy. All right, hang on. You guys are breaking up.
He's looking for Renee.
Hang on. Let me hang up with you guys and back on. That's probably better. Hello. Yep, that's much better.
Okay.
All right, so you were saying, Kayla?
What was I saying?
Just go ahead, say
that
the
Eric
whole...
Rowan came back. I think the new jumpsuit was just supposed to be showing a new him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell Bray's supposed to be doing with them. I don't know. I guess he... I don't know what that thing is. I think he just, like, he got a fancy new jumpsuit. He's a new man.
He's a new man. He's looking for a new girl to go with him.
I get Renee. He's got to fix up that jumpsuit.
All right. Okay. But
she's classy.
She's classy. Yeah. Katie, what do you think about the symbol on his jumpsuit?
I really didn't notice. I just was watching him walk around saying she's not here. At first, I thought he meant Natalya because she wasn't out there with Tyson Kidd. But maybe he has a thing for blondes. But if it's for Renee, that could be interesting. I mean, you never really... Renee's always just the backstage interview. And if she's being put into the storyline situation, it could be interesting.
Yeah. DRG?
Now, if he's looking for Natalya, he better watch out because Tyson Kidd will beat him in a cheap fashion.
I think Natalya has a better job of beating him than Tyson does.
In all honesty, Heavy, I know you said it on this podcast, but do you remember when we talked about the if the Wyatts broke up? I know me and you were on the same boat of the Wyatts have not split. They have gone separate ways, mm-hmm. but they are still a family unit.
Mm-hmm.
So I props to you, Biohazard, for pointing that out and noticing the minor detail on there. Very because I didn't think anybody detail. Else would notice.
Yeah, I got the tweet before I watched it because I let my DVR record it so I could skip all the damn commercials. And mm-hmm. I saw it because he mentioned it on Twitter. And I was like, oh, shit, you have to email in so we can talk about this. Yeah. Yeah, it was just a little symbol on his left side of his chest, just uh-huh. a little Wyatt symbol on his left side of his chest.
But it's like that Brodus thing. You know how Brodus has redemption written down the back of his tights in mm-hmm. TNA? It's those little subtleties. Like that one's a little bit more less kayfabe and more him saying, hey, I actually have value. But this was kind of a good play towards keeping the kayfabe and those little mentionings in really there. Is. So I liked it.
Yeah, just a little spot there. Wayne?
Well.
Paige. We're happens, talking about Paige.
It happens one time every episode, Taylor and Caitlin. One time every episode. Wayne is like, what?
I don't know if you're segwaying in the water cooler or if you want to know my opinion on Rowan.
I want to know your opinion on Rowan.
Oh, good.
Christ. Man, you have a knack for halting a podcast to a halt, buddy.
I was trying fairness, to get back into it. You're the one who started slowing it down again.
In all fairness to Wayne, he didn't have that fuck up when you weren't on the show.
Go ahead.
Hashtag burn.
Go ahead, baby.
Hashtag grab your wubby.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Tell everybody.
I don't know what to make of it, this weird Rowan character. I found the Ambrose eating popcorn one funny. I found them all funny. And like I said, I didn't realize until I listened to a review of Raw that he actually said anything. I just thought he was just wandering around being creepy. Taking it to a stalker level, I think I prefer a more comic relief segment than sort of being freaky, but no, I'll give it a go. So I really don't know until obviously it sort of goes further what to make of it.
I know.
That
I want
was really to, worth all that segue into it, wasn't it?
I want him to, yeah, I know. I want him to do something. I do. I want him to be a part of something. I'd love for Dean Ambrose to protect her.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
I just like, because the dude looks creepy, and so I like it. Mm. It fits him.
Heavy set, you said it earlier, man. What you got? What else you got?
I'll start off with, if he was out there looking for Natalya, it would be easily confused with me if I was wearing the same mask.
That is so true. That's so true.
When that happened, I was like, wait a minute, I'm not out there. What the hell?
So true.
Dude, if he came out with a Shredder mask, it would have been perfect.
Taylor and Caitlin, Heavy is the guy with the orange beard in the middle of these two right here.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Says something about commissioner or something.
Yeah, sure. The league commissioner.
The league commissioner, whatever. Anyway, you were saying about Rowan?
It's called reading top to bottom, left to right. Group words make a sentence. Take Tylenol for any headaches, might offer any cramps.
What is that from?
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, thank you.
It's basically what I pointed out earlier. I still think they, you know, like I said, they're the family and they'll come back together later.
All right, guys. You know now what it's time for. And now it's time for
Wayne's Water Cooler.
Wayne in the new.
All right.
So you take off the beginning part of that sounder.
Hold on, just to clarify this, so we're not doing what Spanish Announce Table does. Yes, we are doing this out of order this week. It's normally the water cooler and then the emails. So
yes, we are doing this out of order.
I don't want any fucking tweets about this shit.
Yes, we are doing this out of order this week because I wanted to try a new order this week. We don't really have an order.
Spanish Announce Table doesn't do it. It's always the same.
Yeah, okay. Spanish Announce Table is always the same. Ah, fucking I will kill you. Wayne.
Spring for joy.
All right, Taylor and Caitlin, this is when Wayne gives us some rumors that may or may not be true, and we either make fun of him for telling us the rumors, or we comment on them.
Sounds great.
No, okay. Call it what it is. It's shit from the dirt sheets.
It's shit that's from the dirt sheets. That's exactly what it is. Shit from the dirt sheets.
It's dirt from the shit sheets.
Wayne, give us your first news story, buddy.
Bad News Barrett apparently revealed recently that he's still about 4 to 6 weeks away from a return, which means he could make it back by TLC.
No! I want him back now.
Yes. I was hoping he was going to come out on Raw, but that never happened.
God damn it, I want him back now. I wanted him back. I never wanted him injured.
Nobody wants anybody injured.
I wish they'd bring him back for Bad News segments again.
No, Daniel Bryan was okay. I didn't care about that fucker. He can break his neck, but
fuck, I want some bad news, Barrett. Bad news, Barrett's the future.
Off limit. Off limit life.
Taylor, Caitlin, you guys miss Bad News Barrett?
Oh, a ton. Yeah, I missed him when he left. I thought he was going to come back much sooner. It's a shame that it's taking this long.
I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys think that they should keep, like, just two segments? Like, we've seen Roman Reigns off and on, and then we haven't seen anything of Wade Barrett. Which one's better? Do you think we should see them on their recovery, or do you think we should not see them at all?
Well, one, they're still trying to make WrestleMania champion, aren't they?
I could have sworn your name is not Bingo. Taylor or Clayton. I mean, or Caitlin.
Clayton? Who's he?
I'm getting tired. I can tell I'm getting tired.
Oh, Lord.
Taylor or Caitlin, would you like to answer that question now?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. For Roman Reigns, like, I don't know if we said this earlier, but they're obviously trying to groom him to be a big, you know, go for after the title and stuff. So I think they just want to keep you in like, they want to keep him in everybody's minds. Like, don't forget about Roman. We're going to bring him back and he's going to be huge. And Wade Barrett's kind of just like, whatever. But to me, Wade Barrett's more important than Roman Reigns. And I'd like to see, I don't know, I guess maybe it makes it more exciting that we don't see Wade Barrett for a while and then all of a sudden he shows up and it wasn't expected that he's back.
He walks up.
Yeah, I don't want to see them recovering. Mm. I feel like the interviews with Roman are kind of like
they're lame.
So lackluster too, and they're just like him beat like
yeah, they're lame.
Hard. It's like it's making it worse. Katie, bring back Barrett.
Yeah.
Hashtag bring back Barrett. Katie, what do you think? You think it's better to stay away like Daniel Bryan's doing and Wade Barrett's doing, or you think they should come back for like interview segments and shit?
Well, I get Roman Reigns, but I think he should stay quiet up until the Rumble. Wade Barrett, I'm kind of missing. I mean, I think it would be hilarious if they both came back on the same night, mm-hmm. and then Roman Reigns comes out first, and then Wade Barrett comes out saying, I got some bad news. They just go right into a match or whatever. But I miss Wade Barrett. I miss him seeing on top delivering bad news. I wish he would come back a lot sooner, but health is more important, getting better.
DRG?
I think it's kind of backwards because, like, Roman Reigns, I see returning at the Royal Rumble to a big pop, so he wins that, goes on to WrestleMania to headline. But Wade Barrett, because he's been off, I think they'll use him to return at the Royal Rumble to a huge pop, but he won't go anywhere with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like they should have had Wade Barrett still doing his bad news gimmick in the meantime, and they should have kept Roman Reigns completely off. It would have worked better in my mind. But I'm excited for Wade Barrett's return. I don't care if it's at the next pay-per-view or if it's at Royal Rumble or even if it's at WrestleMania. Whenever he gets back, he's got a bunch of people that are missing him. So his return will give him a lot of momentum.
Wayne, the British one out of all of us.
I totally agree with DRG on that one. Roman Reigns ain't got the... Which goes on to the next rumor. He's got no talent to come across without fighting. He's got no on-screen persona, yet you've got Wade Barrett, whose persona could be done totally outside the ring, and they've not used him at all.
Heavy, did you send me that article about Roman going to acting classes?
Yes.
That's what I
thought. That is my next rumor being shat on.
Sorry, Heavy sent me that article.
Screwed up the segue.
Yeah, Heavy. Wait a minute. And what did my tweet say?
Oh, I can't remember, dude.
Now shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Hey, what do you think is better? Do you think it's better to stay away or to do interview segments or to make appearances or what? Do you think it's better? My opinion, I always think it's better to stay away, do your rehab, do what you got to do, and then come back for a huge pop rather than do...
It really depends.
Okay.
What they're doing with Roman Reigns, I do understand because it's you want him to stay fresh in your mind. With Wade Barrett, I'm going to guess one reason why they are keeping him off is because when he comes back, I would expect him to go back after his Intercontinental Championship that he lost.
Yeah, me too.
And you don't, with him being injured, you don't want him on TV to remind you, because it's not like he was just some random wrestler who got injured. Like, it's not like a couple years ago when CM Punk got injured for a little while. He still did commentary and some other stuff. Because he wasn't in some sort of chase or whatnot. So with Wade Barrett, if he were to do his still bad news stuff, it's like, well, what about you were just Intercontinental Champion? Doesn't that suck? So if he comes back, and if it goes the way I'm guessing, then boom, he comes back. By the way, I want my Intercontinental title back. Against whoever's champion.
I was also thinking, like, if Roman is so popular and he's going to be the number one guy or whatever, why do we have to be reminded that he's a wrestler? He's missing something. I'm telling you, he's missing something.
Yeah, there's something about him that just
It's not enough. The WWE thinks it, but I don't know.
You know why we're still seeing him? Have you ever heard this theory that the WWE shoves things down your throat so much to where you finally accept it?
Yeah.
They're shoving his talking ability down your throat to the point where you finally accept it and say, you know what? He's not that bad.
He's actually pretty good.
No, he's not. He is that bad.
He's the next CM Punk.
All right, Wayne. All right. I don't know about that.
Hold on. I don't think Roman Reigns is that bad, but I'm not going to compare him to CM Punk.
If he's like, get me off this fucking panel, DRG just compared to Roman Reigns to CM Punk. Wait, next news.
Don't be surprised if Harper wins the Intercontinental Championship.
I won't either.
Thank you. Moving on. Next one.
Really on, badly.
Can I just say that that was awesome, that ending of that show? I loved it.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, rub it in. I never actually saw it.
I'm a team player.
Yeah. I'm a team player.
Yeah, say the exact same thing Heavy said, only with a different accent on certain words.
Randy Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Ooh, yeah. I'm a team player. Ooh, yeah.
Spelled reading.
Yes, Stephanie. Oh, my bad.
I'm a team player. Ooh, yeah. Can you dig it? Ooh, yeah. Snap it to a thumb jump.
All right, Wayne. Cut us off, damn it.
All right, Wayne. Next news.
With Survivor Series tickets not moving very well, including, according to the Wrestling Observer, some 4,000 tickets still unsold, WWE is apparently planning on offering major deals to sell out the arena. There are already family packages available where fans can purchase 4 tickets for the price of 3, which is something they never do for pay-per-views.
Who would have thought that giving away the network free would make people want more shit for free?
I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is, but I mean, really, they haven't made it that the Survivor Series. They haven't made it that welcoming yet. I mean, this week is the first week that they've been like, okay, these are your 2 teams. Finally, thank you. Can we have more
matches
now?
There's only
3
matches on there so far.
It's their fault so far. It's not the fact that it's a bad card. It's the fact that they haven't made the fucking card yet.
What's the card? Because you've got so many, like, you know, there can't be an IC match because Dolph's on the freaking thing. You know, they're limiting their options.
They're gonna do the triple threat with the Dusty's Dust and Mizdow and
because we've never seen the Usos versus Dusty's
Dust. It won't be Usos. It's gonna be the Matador 1 and Matador 2.
Oh yeah, that's much better.
It is. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying that's what it's gonna be. And then we're gonna have the Survivor Series match, and then Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt match, and then we're gonna have one Divas match or 2 Divas matches this time.
They said 1 so far, Nikki and AJ.
Nikki and AJ, yeah, that's gonna sell tickets. Let me tell you. See the card.
That'll
shit.
Put some butts in the seats.
Yeah, I hate that line.
Now the one that I hated was look at the adjective. That was the one that got me.
Look at the adjective. Play.
Yeah. Do we know how grammar works?
That's a fucking verb, by the way. I apologize.
What bothers me is everybody's, Kevin Nash, he's one of the smartest people in wrestling. Yeah, he called somebody a vanilla midget, and then,
All right, Wayne, next news.
Here's one none of you have ever heard of before. This will shock you. Howard Fine tweeted yesterday that he's coaching Roman Reigns. Fine is an acting coach who was hired by WWE previously to work with NXT talent. So it seems Reigns is using some of his downtime to work on his acting skills.
Because he's a piece of cardboard, that's why.
What's his name? Howard Fine?
Howard Fine.
Can anybody have Google and access who he's taught before? Because it could be really good. He could be somebody that taught like Matthew McConaughey, or he could be somebody that taught Keanu Reeves, which is exactly where Roman's at.
Matthew McConaughey.
Whoa.
Hey, John Wick is a fucking fantastic movie.
Yeah, but was it really Keanu's acting that made that movie awesome?
No. It was the violence and killing
Thank
people.
Thank you very much. And you can argue Matthew McConaughey all you want, but Lincoln Lawyer was excellent.
What'd you say? John Fine? What was his name? What Fine?
Howard Fine.
Howard Fine.
He's got an
It's Howard Finkel, only not Finkel, but Fine.
And that's,
he's a fine Howard
Finkel.
Oh,
look.
He's a fine Howard Finkel.
I type in Howard Fine into the Google, and first thing comes up, Howard Fine Acting Studio.
That's usually how Google works.
Number one thing. Acting Studio,
comes
Los
up on
Angeles.
Mine, help fight Ebola.
I've got a list.
Evidently, it's pretty good.
Tara Reid.
Oh, well,
Brad Pitt. He's called Brad Pitt.
Chris Pine.
The best actress ever.
All right, we're at both ends of the spectrum yep. now. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
Bradley Cooper, ladies, Hellboy's favorite.
That's good, man. Bradley Cooper's pretty good.
So he taught the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Does he have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, that's not good. That's not positive.
Cody Rhodes?
That's not positive.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Actually, oh, okay, that's good.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
Roman
one.
Reigns.
Diamond Dallas Page. So he must have been there when he was stalking Undertaker's wife.
Better right, did the right. those DDP motivational videos.
Yeah, the DDP.
Points,
yeah.
Wayne.
All right, Wayne. Next one.
TNA will be on the rocks again because, according to Slam Wrestling, SmackDown will start airing on Wednesday nights in Canada. This is apparently due to Thursday nights airing NHL coverage.
Yeah, whatever. They ain't gonna have a TV deal.
That's okay.
Oh, even DRG's given.
It's coming from the
yeah, I was about to say,
DRG, man, you got to be positive. Wayne and Ant have tickets to go see TNA.
Yeah, I was going to say, it don't look like I'm going to London.
People are forgetting. They have a show booked in January at New York. They've already booked the Hammerstein Ballroom.
I'm good. I hope they get a deal. I do. I hope they get a deal and they fix all their problems. I really do.
I do, too. Otherwise, Underground's going to take them over.
They will. As much as
when your main character is Chavo Guerrero, I don't think you're a threat.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. No one likes Chavo Guerrero. Wait, next news segment.
Last one here.
Okay.
I can't be bothered to read out properly. There'll be a four-way tag team match at Survivor Series. Four-way tag team match Survivor Series. That'll be Gold Stardust, Usos, Les Miadores, and the Mizdales.
Why do you have to put the Usos in there? Just make it a triple.
Bitches love Usos.
Whatever. All right. Best of the week this week. Is that all you got, Wayne?
I was going to say, don't be surprised if Miz and Mizdale get the titles.
Yeah, no shit. They're the most popular tag team right now. And, Dusty's Dust is awesome, but it's the same thing with every fucking tag team lately. They have this great they go up, and then as soon as they get their tag team belts, nothing. They just drop.
No, you're wrong. It's what happens with every WWE tag team, buddy.
That's true.
Look at Red Dragon.
It's true. All right, best of the week real quick. Taylor and Caitlin.
How does this work? Just like we choose what we thought was the best.
Whatever you think is the best of the week this week. Could be on anything.
Oh, anything in the world?
Not anything in the world. anything in wrestling, ladies. Best of the week. I won $100. No. Yeah. No. That's
I mean, we understand coming on this podcast is the best. So we got to go second. Yeah.
Gotta pick a second of the week.
I would say the Survivor Series teams being formed gives us something to look forward to and decide if we're going to watch Survivor Series or not. So I think it's exciting that it's finally put together.
Good storyline too, man. Right?
Hmm?
Good storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to what's going to happen there.
Taylor's like, you're an idiot, Vamp. Shut up.
Oh no, I love you,
Caitlin.
Yeah. At least someone does.
Yeah, for real. He has no
fans. Biggest fan.
He has acquaintances.
Only fans.
You guys are so funny.
Yep. Caitlin, you're welcome.
I'm excited that all the Wyatts are back in action finally.
Is Rowan really back in action?
He's stalking. He's
trying to get some action.
He's crying. Yeah, he's looking. Yo, he has a new jumpsuit.
He's looking and he prettied himself up. What more do you want, eh?
Things are looking up in the world for Eric Rowan. He's got a new jumpsuit. He's looking for his new lady.
He's still a ginger, which means he has no soul.
Oh my God, I'm Eric Rowan.
You are Eric Rowan.
He changed his theme song to Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Happen. Katie, best of the week.
I have two.
No.
One is the build to Ryback on Raw. I like the tease all night with each partner coming in saying, I know we have a history, I'm glad you're a team player, but he ended up beating up all of them.
You like the tease all night, do you?
Yeah. And I have an honorary one because seeing how it's Veterans Day, I like the video of the soldier that appeared on SmackDown.
Yeah, that was good.
And when he was walking, and he seemed genuinely moved by the crowd, and the crowd was into it. I thought it was amazing to watch.
That's a good call, Katie. That's a
better
good
than Chris
call.
Melendez.
Better than you know what I'm gonna Oop. Say. DRG, best of the week.
Best of the week has got to go to Red Dragon versus Time Splitters as Red Dragon accomplished the goal of owning the IWPG Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. They're now co-owners, or they now co-own that and the Ring of Honor Tag Championship. So props to Red Dragon. It was an excellent
props
match.
To Red Dragon, nice job, Red Dragon. Wayne's bigger.
My best of the week has to be the fact that I'm not there tonight and Liverpool crowd was so shit that they had to drag Vince McMahon out to do a heel promo to try and get the crowd going.
What? What are you talking about?
It was worse than SmackDown.
Yeah.
Really?
Did he make some sort of comment about the network?
No, he just come out. You can watch it on YouTube. Someone's recorded it, put on there. He's come out and he goes, why are you like sitting there doing nothing? You're all sitting on your hands. And then he does like a blank stare and just keeps going, I'm from Liverpool. He goes, do something, damn it.
They said, we would if you were TNA. Oh.
No, the crowd in TNA would be much smaller.
No. Have you ever seen TNA in UK? No. Oh, wait. You don't watch TNA because you hate it.
I watch TNA.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You watch four episodes. That does not count as you watching TNA.
I watch TNA.
I watch TNA.
Yeah.
Burn to the ground. Yeah.
So is everybody else. Go ahead, Heavy. Best of the week.
I should yell at DRG for not reminding me last week, but TNA's Knockout, Knockdown.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, bastard. I haven't watched it yet, but just the fact that it's out and my former, I went on a date with her, Veda Scott's on there.
My former.
Don't tell everyone that you actually paid for it, Evie.
Let me rearrange that.
You ain't got no shame.
Yeah,
my former, I paid for a date with her.
I paid to go on a date with her. And I have her phone number. So.
Which was that was, offer extras? Was that the shit you put on Facebook the other day? Just watching that.
That chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a lot more attractive than I remember her being.
So technically, Heavy, are you a ring rat?
He is. Ah, the girls laughed at you. He is a ring rat.
Sure.
Definitely.
It also actually, it's not just Veda's on there, but another female wrestler that I do like, her name is Marty Bell.
Yeah,
she's actually living in my local area, and she's dating another local wrestler that I grew up around, and me and him have common friends outside of wrestling. He's cool,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that whole round table. Yeah, Veda Scott. She's the one in the green shirt, right?
Yes, the one that I'm sitting right beside.
Yeah, I like her.
Well, they had her, Serena Deeb, several others. Like, that's where Jessica Havoc got her contract from, was that mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
So there's potential, from what I understand. There's some good matches on the card. But that's really one of TNA's better one-night-onlys anyway. That and the extravaganza one are the two that actually do well for them.
The sad thing is they don't hold up over time. Like, you go back and watch it, it's kind of like, I think that's one of my biggest problems with TNA in general. You go back and watch something, and you're like, oh my god, this particular storyline didn't last that long, and it could be only a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, my thing is, you go back and look at the crowd, because everybody bitched about the Impact Zone crowd, and, oh, they're so dead, they're so dead. Well, look at them compared to Bethlehem, you know what I mean? But yeah, I always said that if they would have filmed the one-night-onlys like in a three-month span at a time, that way it stays somewhat relative. It would have worked better if they'd have done it that way. They just taping something from January and playing it in November does not work.
Like, it's the main fact of, okay, you had Havoc as a nobody on there. She was not under contract, and now by the time this aired, she's your fucking champion. Or she mm-hmm. was. I don't know how that's all going down.
Well, it's like bad influence in there having a killer match whenever they got fired like 2 months ago. Or I'm sorry, they didn't get renewed. They didn't get fired.
All right, I'm good with that.
They're not.
Best of the week. Yeah.
I don't care.
I didn't say I didn't care. I didn't say that at all.
I know. I'm just saying it to be an ass.
I know. I didn't say that at all. I let you guys talk and I'm done with it. I'm good. Best of the week for me was definitely, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get shit for it, but I want to say this at all. The crowd saying what they wanted to say as far as where is my network. I really enjoyed them actually speaking to the two people, some of the highest top two people in the WWE this week, and being able to say, where's my network? I did it. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was really good. And no one's going to give me shit for that.
I enjoyed the TNA crowd chanting, you're a wanker.
What'd you say, Wayne?
I was going to say, I thought that had been Triple H singing Another One Bites the Dust would have got you best of the week.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, too. That's pretty funny, too. But I'm just saying, that was pretty funny.
Did that come on the telly that the whole arena started singing it?
No, not the whole arena started singing it.
I actually got one of the loudest sing-alongs.
What were they chanting during the Bray Wyatt promo?
Yeah, what were they chanting during the Bray Wyatt promo?
There was a lot of stuff happening in between a lot of stuff, especially the Sheamus match.
Because they tuned down the crowd on that during that.
Sheamus match in particular, I remember there was one bloke with a sign walking around, proper walking around, holding a sign up.
Mm-hmm. And they took
the sign away. I don't know what was on there. They took the sign away. So then he pulled another one out of somewhere. I don't even know where he pulled it out of.
His asshole.
And they come back and they took it away again. So everyone chanted, you sold out to him. It was like a fail joke. And then a beach ball appeared getting thrown about. Yeah, and this angry security bloke come across, grabbed it out of this woman's hands. She looked actually upset. And he actually burst it in her face and then walked away and threw the first ball.
What a dick.
That's the arena doing that.
And then they're going, really, Wayne?
This is the best thing. They managed to get another beach ball from somewhere. and they actually
Liverpool's a bunch of
it. They
dicks.
Went after it and they hit it. So the like security were like, where is it? Where is it?
Let's pay £50 to go and hit a beach ball in a crowd.
I wish they would have played keep away from the security guard and it would have been on the back corner of the hard cam.
Oh my god, it was so funny. The security guard running around with his hands in the air. Give me.
Even better is if like Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble went out into the crowd to go get it.
can we get a beach ball and play keep away from Wayne?
Easy. Just hold it up. Just hold it up above his head. Yeah, right.
Not too hard for Wayne Swaggle.
We are ending right there.
Keep away from Wayne. He can't lift a grape.
Okay, we're done with that. We're ending right there. Taylor and Caitlin, thank you very much for joining us tonight. This is they are from the Ring Geeks podcast. Let us know where you're at, guys, on Twitter and all that good stuff. I think they fell asleep.
Church.
You guys are on
they
mute.
They are DNA talking live.
I had us on mute by accident.
Yeah, I knew that.
We're at Ring Geeks on Twitter. Our podcast is up on our SoundCloud. We have the link to that on our Twitter as well.
That's why I couldn't find it on my Android.
Yeah, that's such a shame. We're trying to move to something else, but that's what we have so far. And you could check us out on the Fans podcast. We're doing review of WrestleMania matches with them. They're doing a special. So we're on that this week. It just aired, actually. So we'll have that up on our Twitter as well.
You tell them from DSJNP to kiss my ass because they will not fucking get back to me to save my life. I want to be on it, but I'm just like...
PR.
What?
That's bad PR for them.
That is bad PR. Fuck those guys. I mean, I'd like to... I'd like to be on one day, so if you could pass the message on, let him know.
I love it when Vamp rants. He gets Matt Hardy pissed at him.
I do, yeah.
Podcast pissed at him.
Fuck Matt Hardy. I mean, Matt Hardy is fantastic. I love Fat Hardy. I mean, Matt Hardy. God, I mixed them so much. Caitlin, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to promote Fat Hardy.
Go ahead, promote Fat Hardy.
Just love him and Rebby together, man.
What's wrong with you?
Be careful. He's my best friend on Twitter.
He loves to tweet me and tell me I'm an idiot and he has millions of dollars and he's
slaying
fat.
The story was...
Oh, God damn it. We don't have time for this. Hang on. We don't have time for this right now. Let me end the show and you can tell him in a minute. Katie, where you at?
You could find me at Katie First Lady on Twitter. Also, catch me on Second Shift tomorrow and on AJ Lee's newly launched website.
You're on AJ's newly launched website?
Yes, I'm featured in a Q&A section. I have some fan work on there.
Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you're excited about that.
Yeah, it's aj-brooks.com is her site.
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. I can't wait till they get divorced. DRG.
Oh, there's no prenup.
Yeah, not surprised at all.
You can find me at MRDRG_WIR. I'm the guy who gets Matt Hardy to bitch out Vamp. I get retweeted by MVP because I'm the only fan that writes about TNA on the Talk TNA podcast, which is also syndicated through the SpanishAnnounceTable.net and through TNA Asylum.
I'm done.
So, yeah.
I'm going to throw up. Wayne's Baker.
Sorry, I've just got to clear that little bit of sick out of my mouth as well.
That's what we're calling it.
You can find me tomorrow with KE doing the Second Shift podcast at Second Shift Pod, and you can find me on Twitter on at Wayne's Baker.
Heavy set.
So that's sick left in your mouth. Is that from when you met Jerry Lawler?
From selling your soul.
Heavy set. Where you at?
I'm at NFL Easy Picks.
Remember, you're trying to get a girl. You got to promote yourself.
Oh, by the way, I have found you on Plenty of Fish.
Have you really?
Yeah, because there's a search feature. I was going to message you, to find you, but like, I was just like, I don't want to message another dude on a dating site, even if I do know him.
They'll start suggesting other dudes to you.
That would have been so hilarious.
Heavyset 330 on Plenty of Fish. He is very single and very available, ladies. Everybody, ladies. And I am always...
And he's dead sexy!
And he's dead sexy!
A living legend isn't here.
Yeah, where is he? And as always, Devil Vamp on Twitter. You can follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DSJNP. If you want to hear Wayne fuck up your emails every single week, it's DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Thank you guys and have a wonderful fucking week. And hashtag C Satire will be on the WrestleCast tomorrow. Bye.
How you doing?